for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us props for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks. All we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
We got to change the intro?
Yes.
Is that the discussion?
Yeah.
Can we do that now? Let's just not do the show and we'll just sit here and edit. Hey, everybody. Look, it's us back from vacation. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Alongside me today is the big man, Ronnie Beans, co-host of Crime.
Yo!
Word of Mop. And the CEO, Rocket.
Hey!
Is in the producer chair. Working on stuff.
I've had a lot of beer this weekend.
Oh.
Yes. Lots of beers have been downed.
Has been had
over the weekend. It is summer, everybody. The time of the year, at least in New York, probably if you live in Arizona or Florida, a nice warm climate place, all the chicks are naked all the time.
Word.
Up in New York, the chicks get naked around summertime.
Right.
Yes.
And when we mean naked, we mean they don't have a sweatshirt on.
Right.
We get to see boobies.
Most of the males from New York have a great imagination because they just see chicks in sweatshirts and big coats all year, and they just have to imagine what they look like naked. By the way, Pam B looking very hot tonight.
That's right.
Word up, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Word.
Yo.
We're supposed to be joined by one of our old co-hosts, but he hasn't seemed to showed up yet.
Dude, that guy's like Axl Rose.
Yeah. Junior is
serious. He's gonna come rolling down here, like literally, like rolling in here.
Yeah,
and like have like a he's gonna have like a cigarette, like one of those brown cigarettes that are like, you know, 2 feet long, and like a like just a glass of vodka, and be like, I'm here, like he's Keith Richards and everything.
Just talking,
yeah,
mile a minute,
dude,
what's up,
dude, check it out, dude. I just came from a NASCAR party, dude. Dude, Jamie McMurray, dude.
Junior's one of the guys to like get your attention, and when you're having a call, he's like,
look.
He just makes noises to get your attention, and then he speaks.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Also, the Yankee game is on as we do the program tonight.
Right.
And as you know, watching a Yankee game run is really irritating. Even when the Yankees are up, what, is it 13-2?
13-3.
And like somebody gets a base hit from the Red Sox, it's all over. The game's done. It's over. Yankees are going to lose. It's over, even though they're up by 10. Unbelievable.
Considering it's a blowout, can we turn on the Stanley Cup playoffs game one?
No.
Oh.
Because the two teams that are playing in the Stanley Cup finals are not even like cities.
I believe they found the
I believe Bellport is playing Windinch
right.
in the Stanley Cup finals.
They found the one town that Ottawa makes fun of.
Yeah.
And that's Edmonton.
Yeah.
Which, if you can get worse than Ottawa, there's Edmonton.
So, wait a minute, Ron, you know who's playing.
Yeah, I know, because it's like Shitberg 1 versus Shitberg 2.
Yeah.
Shitberg.
Edmonton. Edmonton!
Oh, now we're going to light up on Edmonton?
Where the hell is Edmonton?
It's probably like you make a ride off of Iowa.
I stink.
You screwed it up. Edmonton, it's probably 32 degrees in Edmonton right now.
Yeah. A balmy.
Right. Yeah, it's a balmy 32.
Everybody's out in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Washing the cars today.
There's some old guy who's like, I got to break out my short pants.
Hey.
Boy, is it hot. It's 31.
Woo. Hey, no frost today. How about that?
I'm going to open up the pool today.
It's a frost-free
no
day.
No ice.
No ice.
It'd just be a little slushy.
Yeah. I mean, give me a break. Edmonton? Yeah. What goes on in
Edmonton? Who else is in the Stanley Cup Finals?
The Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, that's good.
What goes on in Edmonton?
I think they have like lumberjack contests.
How do they even get to Edmonton?
By the way, you know, Edmonton is,
yeah, are there roads to Edmonton? I know. You have to fly to like Toronto and then take like a snowcat to Edmonton.
It's like a horseback ride.
Guy, you know why they only play hockey there? Is because the guys have to like strap on the skates and like skate the last 5 miles. Like over frozen tundra to get to Edmonton.
You gotta skate to get a coffee. Yes.
Might as well have a hockey team.
Yeah,
everybody's
we'll have a hockey
skates.
Team. Yeah. Where do you want to play today? I don't know. This is fine.
Yeah. It's just all ice.
Right. Edmonton
everywhere.
Plays at the parking lot of the Walmart.
Yeah.
They have these little flags set up. All right, out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Right. Game on.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy like Old Man Windsor's got like, oh, time out. I got to get a TV out of my, you know, I'm buying a TV from Walmart. I got to stop.
Hey, Ronk, you would know. You're a hockey fan. Yes. Can Ottawa play Edmonton in the Stanley Cup Finals? Is that possible?
Yes, it is. But Ottawa's been eliminated for this year, obviously. But yes, they could because Ottawa's in the East. Edmonton is in the West.
Ottawa was eliminated from the hockey finals because they're only open on Sundays.
Yeah. So you know what? That automatically meant they lost like 3 or 4 games.
Right.
Because every Sunday game closed. Can't make it.
Forfeit.
Yeah.
A lot of forfeits.
And they'd be like, well, I can't, you can't make it out here. Closed on Sundays. Yeah. Can't do nothing. Hands are tied.
No one wants to work on Sunday.
Yeah.
Ottawa's closed.
Yep. Gotta give them one day off a week.
Yeah. So, we're not going to watch. Oh. Are they even on TV?
Yeah. I think they're on, actually, I think it's on OLN, the OLN network.
It's like on CMT. Right.
Yeah.
Hockey final.
You know, if you want on BET Jazz.
Yeah.
If you want to write Edmonton, you just, you're like, you know, Edmonton Chamber of Commerce, P.O. Box 1. Zip code 0000002. That's it.
It should be a good series, though.
Dude, the post office is a closet.
The pizza guy drives a snowcat.
The pizza guy is also the mayor. And he drives the snowcat.
Yeah, like Edmonton's one of those joints. You remember for like Joe versus Volcano?
Yeah.
That island everybody drank like orange soda?
Yeah, right. Squirt. I think it was called Squirt.
What would they eat in Edmonton? Just,
I don't know. Fucking deer meat?
Grape juice? Everybody drinks grape juice.
I don't know, like reindeer meat or something? I don't know. Who knows?
All right, everybody.
Fucking Edmonton. Are you kidding?
Yeah, they suck.
I hope they lose.
Where is Edmonton? Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about at the game? There's like 15,000 people and there's like two guys who couldn't get tickets standing outside. Like waiting.
It's the rest of the town.
Yeah, they're like, damn it.
Well, now there's terrorism in Canada, isn't there?
What?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't read that story.
Well, hopefully they blow up stuff.
What's in Canada? To go out the moose?
Ooh, look.
Ooh, look. Wow, look, Pam B's got a lunaticradio.com t-shirt.
Where the hell that come from?
It's like a tank top. It's a lunatic radio tank top.
People are, we had the chat room up in as we do the show, and people hold up stuff, and Pam B apparently bought a lunaticradio.com t-shirt from somebody.
A white one. See, that's what she was going to wear to the Bordy Barn. If
we
someone
dumped beer on
If someone had woken up earlier...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Although,
you're not looking at me.
No, I'm not looking at you.
It's Pam B.
I'm looking in someone's direction.
Yeah. Well, we had we took last week off because shit was effed up, and then Rocket and I and Ronnie Beans all went out together.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yes.
It never happens. That never happens, right?
I don't remember the last time it happened. The last time it happened was in New York City.
Yeah.
The last time it happened before that was like San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we went to see Rocket's band that one time in the city. So, we all went out together to some bar in Bayshore.
Wait, before you keep going, you almost didn't go out because you said, quote, it's kind of late. I'm going to stay in. 10:30 at night.
Yeah, I actually tricked him into going.
See what we got to do? You had to trick him to go.
I did say that, like a loser. Yeah. Rocket's like, dude, let's go out. And right. I looked at the at the clock, it was 10:30.
We went to Bayshore, and Kieran gets in my car, and he goes, where's Bayshore?
I didn't know what Bayshore
was. He didn't even know where it was.
And keep note, it's like, from here, from where you are, it's only like a half hour. Meanwhile, for me, it's still like an hour ride to get to Bayshore. I'm like, dude, let's go. He's like, no, I'm tired. Just stay in. Like, I'm traveling for an hour.
I tricked him. I told him to meet me at another bar. And when he got there, I was like, dude, get in the car. And he got in the car and we drove to Bayshore.
See, that's what you gotta do. You just gotta like kind of capture him.
Yeah, so we all hung out with Pam B. Yeah. I hope we all didn't look like desperate, horny bastards, like all showing up to hang out with Pam.
I hope I did.
I don't think we looked like desperate, horny bastards.
Because we never hang out together.
Yeah. No, but... You know,
did we look like idiots?
I don't think so.
No.
I think we did pretty well.
The place sucked.
Although we were like, how far was it for us, Ron? It was like an hour, right?
No, it was like 45.
45 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, really?
We
oh.
still beat Pam to the bar.
Right. Yeah, Pam. I was coming fucking next state.
And Pam was like 10 minutes away from the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's getting all dolled up or something at home.
Dolled up.
All dolled up.
Well, we had to get dolled up, too.
Yeah.
I put on my brand new hat.
Yeah. Put on your Sunday best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I put on a smell good and a brand new hat.
So we went to this bar. It's like a college type bar, right? What was it called? Nappy Dugout?
Yeah.
The Irish drunk guy?
Irish ginger.
It was called the Crazy Italian.
What was it called? No, what?
No, it was called the Nutty Irishman.
The Nutty Irishman.
Yeah.
Great.
Never going to the Nutty Irishman again, Pamby.
You summed it up. It felt like we were like sheep.
Sheep.
We felt like sheep.
Well, it was very crowded, and Pam's friend had ants in her pants.
Right,
and
ants
could not
in
stay
her pants.
In the same spot for more than 5 seconds, and had basically marched us around the entire bar like 7 times.
Right.
Right. But the bar was stacked
with people.
Right.
With Italian dudes.
Right. So in other words, we would march around the bar, and every time we went from one end of the bar to the other, it took like 15 minutes.
Now, what usually happens, especially when places get busy, you kind of drop anchor.
Right. You find a spot, you drop anchor, and this is where we're at.
Right.
No.
No, we gotta keep going.
No.
We gotta go everywhere.
Everywhere.
Upstairs,
everywhere.
Downstairs, in the corner, right. up
in the
front.
Back, to the patio, back to the front, back to the bar, back upstairs, back to the patio.
We walked about 2 miles.
At least.
2 miles in a sea of Italian people.
Yes. Right. Yes. I got obsession all over me.
Yes.
Kira got a massage for free.
I had some guy's ring in my a-hole. It was so fucking crowded. It was one of those bars where you just have to, you got your like shoulders together and you got your beer like next to your chest and you're just tipping it up.
It's like a giant elevator. A giant elevator.
Terrible. Yeah. It's a packed elevator, that place.
And sweaty. So don't forget
horrible.
Sweaty.
Yeah, we were just all sheep in there, just moving around, trying to get out of the stable.
Right.
Yep.
Horrible.
And that little girl was like the sheepdog, and she was telling us to move. We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta move. Gotta move. Gotta move. Gotta move. I was like, you gotta move.
I believe her name rhymes with bunt.
She said it herself. She called herself it. So
really,
she did. She's like, I'm a.
Eh.
Well, I'm like, okay. And Ron's like, what are you talking about? She's a...
Anyway, listen, let's not badmouth Pam.
We're not
friends.
No, we're not bad. She said it.
Yeah, but still.
She'll admit it.
Hey, is A-Rod in a slump?
What? No.
No.
So anyway.
Yes. Oh, stupid.
So finally, towards the end of the night, we pull the plug, decide we're out of here. I'm like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I have like an hour ride home.
Right.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Right.
So... Anyway, we're driving home, and of course, you gotta have some sort of conversation.
No, hold on. We were trying to talk to Pam the entire night, and we couldn't talk to Pam.
Right.
We were hanging out with Pam.
Right.
I probably said hello to her like this. Hi, Pam! But she couldn't hear me.
That's right.
I didn't even know you're right next to her.
I'm right next to her, screaming in her ear, and she's like, what's up, Kier? I'm like, I can't hear you.
How about she said something and I said, what'd you say? We're in a crowd? I can't hear you. And she's like, the guitar player is too loud. And I'm like, what? Yeah, we are in a crowd. I was like, what? Red meat's too salty. What?
Yeah.
What is she talking about? And then it was just the fact that I couldn't hear anything. And I don't know if it was something with my ears or not, but it was up until about 15 minutes before we left that I didn't hear a word anybody said all night.
I know, exactly.
And then like 15 minutes before we left, I all of a sudden I was like, oh no, now I hear stuff. You know what I mean? I can hear everything, you know? And then we left.
I was disappointed because I went to the bar and I was like, hey, I'm going to see Pam. Maybe we'll engage in some conversation.
Sure.
Can't do that when you got 40 guys like right next to you like, oh, dude, let me get a beer. Hey, Pam, what's going on? I don't know. I can't hear you. It's too loud in here. Too loud. What? What? Fucking trance music.
Yeah.
I would have never thought it by the name of the place. I just thought it was like some like local bar, the Nutty Irishman. Like, cool, we'll hang out, have some beer. Next thing we know, we're paying $10 to get in, and we're standing right
It wouldn't
next
have been so
other.
Bad if it wasn't so fucking crowded. That's all I got to say.
By the way, Ronnie Beans has no trouble in crowds. he described it that like, night. Yeah. Everybody forms a, like a radius around him. They don't come near him because they're afraid they're going to get mauled.
It happens. You know what I'm like? I'm like the sun. You know how the sun warps light rays around it? That's me. Like, there's like a 2-foot radius around me that nobody comes near, and I just stand there, and everybody just sort of goes around me.
Right.
You know what I'm like? Good for you. Good for you.
They don't want to get caught in Ron's gravitational pull.
Yeah. They got to stay. See, I'm telling you, it happens. And everybody's always like, sorry, excuse me, sorry, excuse me, sorry, excuse me. And I'm
meanwhile,
like,
they're 4 feet away from you.
Meanwhile, they're dragging Kieran away.
Yeah, literally, you know?
Nobody,
on top of them.
Nobody cares if they run Kieran over. I get excuse me and sorry all night.
Right.
Sorry, excuse me, sorry, excuse me. Can I get in here? Can I get in here?
Yeah.
And I'm, yeah. And then every once in a while, if I get really annoyed, I'll be like, no. And I'm like, okay. I'll go around.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like that fucking traffic cone that everybody hits when they drive by. Yeah.
Dunk.
Yeah, dunk. Dunk.
Is that thing still there?
Dude, I got felt up so many times that night on my back. And people would, you know, when guys tap you on the back, like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Excuse me, bro. I just got to get in here. And they tap you on the back. Yeah. And then occasionally, as the night went on, I guess people got a little drunker, and the hand started showing up down by my ass. And I turn around, it's like some big Italian guy, like, excuse me, little man.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, move your hand, dude.
That's what I get.
Lower.
I get the other thing. I get the, dude, big guy, can I get through here?
Big guy.
Big guy, can I get through here? Every once in a while, if I'm starting to get really antsy, I'll do a little flex for him. You know, and I'll be like, eh.
Yeah.
I'll go like this, I go, I don't know. Like, I'll throw the traps up and be like, I don't know, guy.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then...
You hulk up.
Yeah. Well, see what happens is people don't know me, that my best asset are the trapezius muscles that I have on each side of my ears.
Right, Ron looks like a bull.
And what happens is when I flex them, literally, two mountains come up to the side of my ears like this. It's about the only thing I have left since I stopped working out. And that's what happens. And every once in a while, I'll just be like, you know what, I don't know. And I'll just throw them up there.
You were flexing the traps on there?
A little. No, not really. I had a sweatshirt on.
For some reason, Rocket looked in an eternal state of confusion that night. Every time I looked at Rocket's face, he was just like looking around.
Yeah,
like,
you know why? Because he was trying to listen to like Pam and her friend have whatever conversation they were having.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear anything, so I just stopped trying to listen.
They
were talking to each other anyway, so.
They were talking about planting shit. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm talking about like flower beds and shit, and I'm like trying to catch on. Yeah. You're laughing at me because I'm trying to pay attention. Ron's just like, ugh.
Well, I couldn't hear him, so I was like, I'm not even gonna pretend. Like, they're like, obviously they're shorter than I am.
Yeah.
So for me to hear them, I would have had to like bend over and to listen. And I, you know,
can I make a new rule? We pick the place next time.
Right.
No more of that.
Rocket had like a pelican face.
Pam,
you ever see a pelican all confused, just looking around?
By the way,
looking for a fish.
Just
that's
for
a Rocket's face.
Just for just so we got everything straight. Pam owes me a penny,
right?
And she knows why she owes me a penny.
And is it me or did Pam's friend get smaller and smaller as the night went on? I don't remember. She just ended up like by my kneecaps or something.
How about when? Pam spilled, I don't know, she was drinking something red.
Kool-Aid.
And she spilled it on her friend who had a white shirt on.
Oh, that was great!
And Kieran kept, like, poking her in the boob, going, you got a spot there, boink.
She kept on
rubbing it. Yeah, and then she's rubbing it and everything, and Kieran's like, you got a spot there, boink. You got a spot there, boink.
And she's like, where? Here? Yeah. She's like, where? Here? Where? Here?
Yeah.
She kept on rubbing it. I was like, what are we doing? Just keep on going.
You keep rubbing it. It might go away.
Brockett's like nudging me on the shoulder. He's like, keep on going.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it.
I'm getting a chub.
You got a spot here, doink. You got a spot here, doink.
Poke.
Yeah.
Poke.
Yeah. He kept poking her.
By a show of hands, how many of us stared at Pam B's ass for at least 5 minutes?
Oh, sure.
By the way, I
who did?
Yeah, I got a nice whiff of her hair too.
Oh, you lucky bastard!
Yeah,
that was a funny moment.
I get a whiff.
I did it all like secretly too. And, you know, I was like,
she was facing the other way.
I did the whole look around and go.
You got a deep one.
I was like,
that was full lung capacity.
Nevea number 5. I'm thinking. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was standing next to Ron, and I'm just looking at him. And Pam B's like looking towards the bar, and Ron's right behind her. And just out of nowhere, Ron's head just goes straight forward and goes, steps back. I was like, what is that? He's like, I was smelling her hair. I was like, okay, you look like a psycho doing it.
That's why you got to do it on the down low.
She didn't even know.
See? Slick. Dude, that's a big thing, man.
I think I tried to do, like, that old joke. You know, like, when your grandfather goes, hey, you got something on your shirt?
Yeah.
And then person looks down and you hit him in the face with a hand. I think I tried to do that to Pam B.
She did it to me and, like, punched me in the nose.
Yeah. I tried to do it to her, but I think she thought I was just going to grab her boobs or something.
Because that's what the night turned into, like, cheap parlor tricks.
It was dumb. Yeah, so the Nutty Irishman's
so
great,
should we talk about the ride home?
Yeah. Well, we left the Nutty Irishman after
We left and driving Kieran home, and it's like an hour, so you got, you know, shit to talk about, right?
Sure.
So we're driving home, and we always do hypotheticals.
Hypothetical speeches.
Yeah, hypothetical situations, right?
Right.
So I go to Kieran. I go, Kieran, let me ask you something. If you met a girl, right? You met a girl in a bar. You take her home, whatever. You guys, you know, you're doing your thing. And she goes, you know what? I really want you to take a leak on me. Are you going to do it?
I said yes without a doubt in my mind that night.
Right.
Kieran takes a leak on the chick.
Right.
Okay. Right, because she says, this is what I want you to do.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, do you do it? Now, the other question. Now, that's a personal preference sort of thing.
Sure, sure.
Right.
You either are or you aren't.
Yeah. This is the conversation we have when Ron and I are together.
You got a lot of time to kill.
Right.
So then...
would you urinate on a girl's face?
So then I said, what if it was like your girlfriend of like 5 months? Who you really liked. Like, you really dug her. And one night, she says, listen, you know, I didn't want to say anything before because I, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed by it or whatever, but I would like it if you did that, if you took a leak on me. Right. You know, not all the time, just once in a while.
Sure.
Would you do it then?
No. I said no. Not if it's your girlfriend, because that's different.
Yeah, I'm not,
Because you're sharing time. You're sharing time with that girl for 5 months. I can't imagine that the relationship will stay its course if you just break out the urination out of nowhere after 5 months of being in a relationship.
See, I don't think I'd be into it even for that random person, so for me to
Now, even though I said I'd urinate on the one-night stand girl,
right?
I said that night, I'm going back on that statement. I will not do it.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you this. The one-night stand girl to me is easy. I think it would just be whether I felt like it or not, right? Now, the girlfriend part, that's difficult because what if it, like put it this way. What if it really was important to her, you know? And that's just something that she really wanted to do. You're going to, like, if the girl was, like, aces, like, in every other way, right? And you really liked her. She
There's
was a really
no
cool chick.
There's no way pissing on a chick is important to her.
You that don't know that. Be.
There's no way. If it is, you get rid of her.
Dude, I don't want a chick like that. If, like, the relationship is hindering on urinating on her face, okay, leave.
Later. There's the dog.
Goodbye.
Have a good day.
Go ahead. Here's my dog. He'll pee
foot,
on you.
Rocket's going to do the Patton and Ronnie Bean's foot tap. Tap, tap, tap.
But now I answer. Do tap, tap, tap. But then I do now. I also do the eyes to the door. Eyes to the door. So it's a combo move. little spin on the Ronnie Beans. Tap, 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 eyes to the door.
Yeah, so this is the conversation Ron and I are having on the LIE.
Yeah, because, like, why not? You got 45 minutes. Like, think it over.
So what conclusion are we drawing from this?
I don't think I'm peeing on a girl that I'm dating.
Would you wait for that one night?
Well, yeah, because I'll probably never see her again. Right. You know, but a girl I'm dating, I would talk it over to her and say, listen, I would love to do whatever it took to make you happy, but I don't think pissing on you is a good idea.
It was really funny, though, in the car. The way we were discussing it in the car that night, Ron and I were like, yeah, well, fuck, I fucking do it. Fuck it, man. I'm the fucking guy.
That's what a few cocktails would do to you. Because then I told Kieran, I was like, Kieran, if you take a leak on her, like, that's the girl you're going to be kissing, like, the next day or something. Like, whoa, you know, she's going to be making your lunch and shit. Or you know, she's going to make dinner one night, and you're going to keep thinking, you know, what happens when your mother goes to kiss her when you bring her over to the house?
Right. That's the when I started backtracking. I was like, eh, maybe not. Not such a good idea anymore. Peeing on the face.
Club Jelly checking in on the chat room. I just pissed on a girl. I am lunaticradio.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'd do? I'd tell her anything else she wanted me to do, I'll do. As far as, you know, like go to the ballet or whatever.
Right.
You know.
So if you're dating a chick for 5 months,
I'll suck
she
it
breaks
up.
Out the urination talk, it's over.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's over. I think I would try to work a way around it so that we could stay together without me peeing on her.
If you gotta work for that, that's a scary situation. If she's that into it that you need to like sit her down and have like a real, you know, intense conversation, nah, then that's not a good.
I don't see that ever happening though. Like, probably if you not. Dated a chick, there's no way five months or six months into it, she's gonna break out that question.
Unless you meet her at like an S&M club, it's probably never gonna come up.
Right.
But
that would be really weird if she just broke that out.
Right? That's a John the Beard wizard situation.
Yeah, that's right. That's the wizard's thing.
Listen, Ron. Can you just dump on my chest tonight?
Now, I'm not doing that. I'm not. I have a natural aversion to poop.
Yeah. Poop is worse than pee.
I don't like poop. I don't like dog poop. I see poop, I get sick. I have an aversion to poop. I can't clean up dog poop, baby poop, anything.
Same here.
When I was a kid. When I was like 14 or 15, my buddy used to chase me around the house with his sister's diaper.
Oh.
And because I would freak out and I'd be running and he'd be like, come here. And
that's why you're so skeeved out with poop.
Yeah. I get skeeved. I'm a poop skeever.
Skeever of the poop.
Yes.
Right. What did we just talk about?
What?
I don't know.
Pam's got a nice ass, by the way.
Yes.
Seen it in person.
You know what? She's
quite the looker.
Yes. I'd have to say that.
She's quite the bright-faced looker.
And the hair smells nice.
Right. Hair smells nice.
Which is important.
So did you just kind of like lean forward?
Yeah.
Like that Michael Jackson lean?
She was standing in front of me waiting in line for the bar.
Right.
And I just, you know, kind of leaned forward a little bit and went, you know, all right. Okay. We're good to go.
Yeah. So we had we all went out this weekend. It was pretty fun.
That was yes. Nice. And that's not even the end of the weekend.
That was only Saturday.
That was Saturday because on Sunday.
We had another
day out where me and Karen and my buddy Big Dog. Now it's a funny scene. I got to set it up. We went to the Bordy Barn, the world famous Bordy Barn.
Yeah.
Karen's first time.
Save that conversation because we got to take a break.
Ooh,
and
I believe
comedian John Reap's going to join us in the next segment.
Oh, actually, he's calling right now.
All right, so let's take a break. We'll come back more lunaticradio.com show, everybody, right after this.
Hey, what up? This is Mac Man. Me and my drive-thru daiquiri are lunaticradio.com, bitches.
It's lunaticradio.com.
TPSradio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPS RN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show, in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Here we go, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kim McCann. Alongside me is Ronnie Beans.
Yo.
And the CEO, Rocket. He's the producer. He's the guy. Joining us on the phone, everybody, is comedian John Reap.
Now, hello, everybody.
John is known as the Hemi guy. He's the guy in all those.
Word up.
John, I don't want to blow it. What is the car company? Is it Chevrolet?
Dodge.
I blew it.
Way to go, guys.
See, you knew you were going to blow it up, so you go and start throwing names. I'm going to blow this up, so I'm not going to screw it up. So I'm going to start just naming names. I don't even know. Way to go, man.
Well, you know, they put them, now they got them in Jeeps, and they got them in Chrysler products, too. So.
But Dodge was the original.
You had three choices to choose from.
Yeah, and he screwed it up.
John is a comedian. I believe he's from the South, right, John?
Yeah, North Carolina. So kind of. I mean, we're actually the word North is in our title, so I guess that doesn't help us any though. But yeah, we are below the Mason-Dixon line. So yeah, the South.
It's kind of funny during the break. John's like, "So what do you guys talk about?" And I was just like, "Porn."
Well, I got no problem talking about porn. I have internet connection.
Nice.
Gotta love that internet porn right there, John Boy.
Oh, yeah. Ampland.com.
What is it?
AMPland.com. Ampland.
Ampland.com. That's a new one. See, I don't know about that one.
It's what? Just, you know, all the free trials that you get on all these porn sites. This has a listing of all the best free trials. And you just go there and,
look at this.
Get the freebies. It only takes me about 30 seconds anyway to do what I got to do, and I'm done.
You know what's great about doing the radio show is that you can, like, download some porn on the internet and, like, get really fixated on this one chick, and then we can have her on the program and talk to her. That's what's great about being on the radio.
Yeah. Sometimes they send us free stuff.
But then you have to talk to them.
Yeah, that's true. And it gets all weird.
It's a small price to pay.
I really just want to ask them about their asshole and stuff. Right. Weird conversations.
So
I have.
How much can you fit up there?
Right.
Yeah, so John's known as the Hemi guy. It was a big commercial promotion, and John just walks around South, and everybody calls him the Hemi guy, right?
Pretty much. I mean, I've been doing stand-up about 10 years, and no one knew who the hell I was, so I got in these commercials. But I moved to from North Carolina to L.A. in about 2000. I did the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival in 2000. I was like a new face, you know? And I did well enough to have a bunch of meetings and crap out here in L.A., so I moved out here and figured the easiest way to get in acting is land a commercial, because anybody can do it, man. It's just overacting, you know? So I got a commercial agent, and this dude, he knew exactly how to typecast me from the get-go, right? Because I didn't even know I was a redneck, really, until I moved to Los Angeles. Because where I'm from, I'm like a normal guy, I guess.
Yeah.
But out here, I'm a huge redneck.
Yeah.
Just because of the accent. You know, people hear the accent out here for the first time, and they're like, look at it, look at it. And they're expecting me to say something like, what are shoes for? I don't understand those contraptions. I eat with my fingers. You know, I have sex with sheep, that kind of shit. But... And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that's not what I do.
Hey, man, no sheep's give it up, man. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
They don't talk. You know what I'm saying? I like the ones that pass out when you scare the shit out of them.
Yeah, they get, like, paralyzed and they fall over. Yeah. And
their
hooves and shit
all,
are
their
just...
Their legs get all stiff and it's cute.
Yeah.
It looks so, like- I moved out here and got a commercial agent, you know, and right away he called me up like the day of that audition. I've done six of these commercials for Dodge now.
Yeah.
And he called me up for the first audition. He's like, hey John, it's Hugh Leon from Coast to Coast Talent. How you doing? You know, you just know he's got a Bluetooth on and all that shit, and bleached teeth and a blazer.
Yeah,
and I'm like, he goes, I got an audition for you today. It's for Dodge, and you're gonna be playing White Trash.
So it's like,
hey, I know what that is, man.
You were kind of happy and sad at the same time.
No, yeah, exactly. It's like, well, you know, I've kind of been researching that role my whole life.
I'm good.
When they say White Trash, I know what they're looking for, you know. So I put on these dark blue work pants, Dickies. Had this wife beater tank top with a big spit stain on it, and I had longer hair at the time. I pulled that back into a mullet, you know. I didn't shave, put a dip in, and I'm going down there thinking I got it, because I haven't, at this point in L.A., I'd been there about here 2 years, and I hadn't seen one other redneck, you know. So I figured I got this ramped up. I'm just gonna show up.
Besides that damn Gitter Dung guy, right?
Yeah, he was above this. He was. They call him the real ones, man. Not that guy. He's just a character, but they call the real ones. So I showed up, and I'm not kidding you. There were like 30 other guys who were dressed up kind of just like me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they have these, in these auditions, they've got the table with the scripts on them, and I picked up, if you want to call it a script. I mean, all it said was one line.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I don't know if you can count one line as a script. If you can put it in a fortune cookie, probably not a script.
How many times did they have you do the line?
I did it, the first time I just did it one time. And then I came back on the callback, and we did it again. And I go in there, man, with this other actor. They had two aluminum chairs sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, because in the commercial, you know, it kind of describes what you're supposed to be doing, and we're supposed to be in this old beat-up muscle car. And this other guy pulls up in a Dodge Ram, and we're all excited, and I yell out, "That thing got a Hemi!" And I'm thinking to myself, if I was back in North Carolina in some muscle car, you know, I'd probably have my elbows sticking out the window. So I'm sitting there, I got my elbows sticking out. No one has told me to do shit, and I just start vibrating in my chair. Like I used to break down, you know how I can make my whole body shake.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, if it's a muscle car, I'll be vibrating. And like
right,
everyone's looking at me like I'm a freak. And the director's already laughing because no one's told me to do shit. I just start doing this stuff.
Think you're having a seizure.
And, he's like, okay, just do the line, John. But so yell out. I was like, hey, that thing got a Hemi. And I swear to God, man, as soon as I said that, these two guys in suits jumped up and high-fived each other. We found him.
That's it.
What a weird freaking business, man.
Yeah. I know, it is.
You just get all hyped up to do one line, and like, okay, we'll call you.
Yeah,
that's the world
like
of
they scour, like they search the entire planet, and I'm the one.
Yeah, and everybody.
Like I'm Neo. I'm the redneck Neo or something.
Yeah.
There's a line.
You're sitting out in the green room, waiting to get the audition, and everybody's going, "I want a Hemi. Is that a Hemi?" Yeah, doing right. The line over and over again.
They're like trying different keys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's an A minor.
Well, you know what? I do take credit for the line itself. I actually said that thing got a Hemi, and I added the word "Hey" at the beginning.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Improv.
Well, man. You know, you got to put your own twist on it. You know.
Well, yeah, you gotta make
it yours.
You got to get the guy's attention first before he just started yelling shit out.
That's right. You got to make the line yours. It's got to be yours.
I owned it.
That's why John Reap is going to read future Oscar winner.
That's I hope so. Well, yeah, I'll never be playing Shakespeare, but maybe for some redneck character, that'd be sweet. So Billy Bob can do it.
So you're looking to get into the old acting scene and stuff like that?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm on a sitcom now on ABC.
Get out of here.
It's called Rodney. No one watches it because they don't promote it at all. But it's on Tuesday nights right after According to Jim.
Uh-huh.
It's on 8:30, and I play this cop. I look a lot different, man. I'm like this cop with a red comb over. I'm still a redneck, though, because the whole thing's based in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But I'm in that character, I'm basically doing my dad the whole time, impression of my dad, who was a cop when I was growing up.
Nice. So you've had a nice little run of it. So
yeah,
far.
Man, I can't complain at all. L.A.'s been good. I got out here, I got those commercials, and I've been doing stand-up long enough that people knew who I was on the road in the comedy scene, and I started doing a lot of spots out here at the Comedy Store and the Improv, and then I got that audition for that sitcom, and
there
got
you
that.
Go.
We're on season two right now.
Now you're starting to see chicks with like fake boobies and stuff, and they're starting to hit on you. Is that starting to happen? Like the you're getting more attention from the females?
Well, it's always happened. I mean, look,
nice. As a pro player.
But yeah, I guess so. A little bit more frequently.
Yeah, look at that.
Now, do people ask you to like?
I mean, mostly you know when. The people that recognize me are not hot chicks. It's usually some like NASCAR fan who is wearing one of those NASCAR letter jackets.
Yeah,
And they're like, "Hi, man," and you can't understand a word they're saying, and they want to talk to you when you're peeing in a urinal most of the time.
So
I don't get the hot chicks.
I got a Hemi.
Do they ever
pants.
Ask you to like do the line at like an airport and you know like really inappropriate places?
Well, bathroom is the most inappropriate place of all, but yeah, it happens a lot, man. It's you know, it's kind of like when I do stand up now. Like I've been, like I said, I do this for 10 years, and then once this happened, then people kind of like then all these rednecks from the woodwork come out, and they're like, "Dude, that's that guy from that commercial." I didn't know he was a comic, and then people show up, and then they expect me to talk about Hemis for an hour, which I don't do. I talk about it towards the end of the show, but that's about it, you know. It's so funny when I was, like, reading for that, like, in the audition, this is how, like, fake L.A. is. Like, you know, they have all these other actors who've been out here for years who dress up like a redneck.
Yeah.
For the audition, and I remember this guy coming up to me and, like, tapping me on the shoulder. And remember, the line says, "That thing got a Hemi," and he taps me on the shoulder. He goes, "What does that last word say? That Hemi?" And I thought he's fucking with me. I was like, no, it's Hemi. And he goes, "Hemi? Is this a Preparation H commercial?" I'm so glad I wanted to say, yes, it is. But I thought that'd be great, man. If Preparation H was smart, they'd call me up right now and put me in a commercial. You know, wouldn't you just love to see my face separation tape commercial.
Yeah, you could
just
say
pop up, you look over, hey, your band got a hemorrhoid. Check out this food preparation H 1500. Clear that ass right up. Porn stars can use it.
Yeah, we talked to a chick last week who's like a big anal girl, and she said she goes into the shower an hour before she goes to work, and she cleans her her
cornhole.
Her cornhole with a pipe.
With a pipe?
Well, a tube.
Like a corn cob pipe for the cornhole?
Yeah, and it sprays water. It's an enema thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's got, it's an odd business.
Well, that's nice, you know. But I guess you don't want to see shit coming out of there when you have an anal sex. So.
Yeah. Well, whoopsies. First.
JohnReap.com is the website, everybody.
Yes.
And you have a comedy CD, actually.
I do, yeah. It's called John Reap Bless His Heart, which is pretty much after what my mom used to say all the time. It's typical Southern language is... anytime you hear somebody from the South say, bless his heart, they're about to say something really nasty. You know, it's like a precursor to say whatever you want. It's like, bless his heart, but that boy is an idiot. Or, I love him to death, but he beats puppies. With kittens.
So the CD is available on your website as well?
Yeah, you can go to my website and get it. I think I found you guys, or you guys found me through the MySpace. Though,
yeah,
right?
The MySpace. We love the MySpace.
Yeah, everyone's doing the MySpace.
Yeah, right? it's a phenomenon, that thing. It's actually, it runs terribly. It takes me like 3 hours to get on the damn site.
Yeah, you know what, you're right. Like, if you get on there like at 3 or 4 in the morning, it seems like they're always like shutting down and taking a break or updating something.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you're also playing Shreveport, Louisiana this whole week, right?
That's right. Starting on Wednesday, I got shows every night up until Sunday.
Yeah, you're all over the country, too.
Yeah.
John Reap is taking over the world, everybody.
Hemis are taking over the universe, that's right.
That's right. Do you do a lot of, like, NASCAR gigs?
Well, Dodge, man, through Dodge, God bless them. Bless their hearts. But They've sent me all over the place. Like I the last 3 years, they've sent me out to the Daytona 500, and we just hang out. You know, they have this big area out there called Dodge City, shocker, and it's all things Dodge, and we just kind of hang out. You know, they pay us to go out there and hang out in this booth and sign autographs.
Yeah,
I've signed girls' boobies. That's when I realized that there is a God. And there's a good chance he is a redneck.
So why, when did you decide to get started in the whole comedy biz?
Well, I started in North Carolina. There's a club out there called Charlie Goodnight's. It's in Raleigh.
Right.
And I was going to school at NC State, and... you know, it's one of those things, same classic story. I've been a class clown my whole life. My dad was a class clown when he was in high school. My brother got it after me. But when you're from a small town, you just don't realize that being a comedian is even a possibility. You know, it's just something it's not even real. It's just on TV or in movies, you know.
Yeah.
So when I moved to Raleigh to go to the school, they had this comedy club there, and I was like, holy shit, I got to check this out. And I went by there and started doing open mics. And fell in love with it. Just kept going there as much as I could, begging to get spots, you know.
And that's when you decided, fuck the 9-to-5, I'm doing comedy?
Yeah, well, about 2 or 3 years after I, you know, first started it. But the thing that really launched the whole thing was, because I've been talking about, like, doing it, and all my friends said, you should, but I was too chicken shit.
Yeah.
And the thing that really pushed it forward was the Carolina Panthers, when they came into existence in, like, 95, their home games, they played in Clemson, South Carolina. You know the Clemson Tigers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And they, it's a huge stadium. But anyway, me and a bunch of friends went, and I make fun of dancing by dancing.
Okay.
And you know how people get out on the dance floor, and they're like, look, I'm a sprinkler, and they're doing the sprinkler, or look, I'm a shovel, that kind of shit.
Yeah, right.
I goof on those guys, but really, I am one of those guys. But, it's fun, you know. But so anyway, I was like, there's like 10 of us, and we're hammered. We tailgated and everything, and go into the game, and every time out, they'd start playing music. And I'd just get up in my seat and just start dancing like a jackass just to make my friends laugh, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I did that, like, every time out. And the crowd that was watching this and laughing got bigger and bigger and bigger every time out. So it grew from just, like, my friends laughing to the next time out, the whole row is, like, looking over. Next time out, you know, the whole section's looking down and up, and you can hear old ladies just like, what's he doing? I can't see him. And it's just... it's getting bigger and bigger, and then like, and now at halftime, one of my friends talked me into it. Clemson has this big grass hill behind one of their goalposts.
Yeah,
and he said, "Go on this hill and dance. The whole stadium can see it." And so that's like 50,000-70,000 people, and I go down on this grass hill. I start dancing my ass off. Now the whole stadium is checking me out at this point, and they have watched me grow, you know, progress from this drunk kid in the stands to now I've got the attention of the entire stadium.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Now you're like
Sir Purr, the Carolina Panthers mascot, Sir Purr, because Big Gay Cat was taken, I think. But he was out in the field doing a little show, and no one was, like, even looking at him, you know. So he said, well, fuck it, I better go over there and ask this kid to hang out with me. So he comes running over to me and says, you want to come on the field and dance with me? I'm like, sure. And so I jump out there, man, and I'm getting it now. I'm break dancing. I'm doing everything. I started doing the worm on the 5-yard line, and the crowd is going nuts. And I'm having the time of my life. And all of a sudden, all these cheers turn to boos. And I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe they don't like the worm. But what they're booing is the security did not see the mascot invite me out there. They just thought I was some drunk jackass.
Yeah, right.
Which I totally was.
Yeah.
But I was invited, but they didn't see that part. So, and these cops, they timed it perfect, man. Because as I was doing the worm, my ass was at, like, the peak of the worm. And Lee, like, picked me up by the back, like, wedgie style, off the ground.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, and there's a clip of this on my website, too, if you want to see it.
Yeah, I got to go check that out. That's funny.
It's called the Panther Shuffle. And so they picked me up by my ass off the ground. And then, you know, they're saying, well, you know, what are you doing out here? You're not allowed out here, blah, blah, blah. And the Panther comes running over to my defense, and he's got his own group of people. And, they all come running over there, and they clash with these security guards, and like, and they're like, well, you know, the Panther fucked up. He didn't have the authority to do that, and now we have to kick him out. And so I got kicked out, and, you know, they gave me a bunch of free shit later on in the mail. They got all this information from me, and they apologized. But the kicker is, have you ever heard of George Michael's Sports Machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was on that, like, I guess, like, the next Sunday night.
Yeah, I remember that fucking guy.
Yeah. He's got those big red buttons.
Yeah, to play the highlights.
Yeah.
It's George Michael's Sports Machine. Let's take a look around the sports world.
Yeah, it looks like a big bubble gum machine or some shit.
And then he hits the button and the replays play.
Yeah.
Well, that guy, he dogged me pretty good on there because I was doing the worm, and, like, he's got, this guy's young, he's fun, he's feeling the field. And that's a wedgie. And then, and so, like, from that, like, I started thinking, man, I've always wanted to do comedy. I had the whole crowd laughing their asses off, and I didn't use any words. I started thinking, well, maybe if I put some words to some of this shit, I can, you know. It just gave me the confidence to finally try it.
Yeah, no doubt. When you got 70,000 people looking at you and laughing, that's a big ego boost, I think.
Yeah, it was, really. And then so I thought, well, you know, I'll try it. Worst comes to worst, I can always say I tried it. And then I just, you know, I kept doing it. And I guess a couple years later, I had enough experience that I could go on the road. And I started doing just, you know, teacher act work where you just do 30 minutes here and there,
mm-hmm.
certain stages. And
now you're the Hemi guy, and you got a nice little series on ABC called Rodney.
Yeah.
Look at
Can't
you.
Can't complain.
All right, John boy. JohnReap.com is the website, everybody. John will be playing Shreveport, Louisiana at the Funny Bone. All this week, June 7th through the 16th, everybody. John, I appreciate you taking the time out to come on our little radio program.
Hey, no problem, guys. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
Hey, can you say the Hemi guy loves lunaticradio.com?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, this is John Reap. I don't know. You can figure it out.
Do whatever you want.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Hemi guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guy. Appreciate it.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Bye.
John Reap, everybody, the Hemi guy.
Good guy.
Yeah, he's good.
How about that?
That's a great story.
And that's a wedgie.
That's a great story, man.
You imagine that? Like, the cops are on him, and he's like, I'm supposed to be here. Yeah, right, kid.
Yeah, he became like that fireman guy for the Jets.
Yes, the guy who jumped off the like balcony to catch the football.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, who's the fireman guy that goes? Let's
oh
go,
no no
Jets.
No, that's oh Fireman Ed, man.
Fireman Ed. Yeah,
yeah. He does the Jets, 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 Jets.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Everybody, when you go to a Jet game and that guy gets up on that dude's shoulders, everybody pays attention.
That's his brother.
Yeah,
yeah, and he's actually a fireman, and he's got a whole like fire outfit in like Jets colors, and he gets up there and he does the. You know, he starts the chant, J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. John Reap, funny guy, dude.
And that worm little video is on his MySpace page.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got the little clip on the MySpace.
Was it MySpace.com/John Reap?
I would assume so. Or you could just go to the Lunatic Radio MySpace page.
Yeah, he's in our top eight.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. With that, we'll do a break because I got to run out of tape here. Okay. I'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hi, this is Rob from Psycho Stick, and you are listening to LunaticRadio.com. Yeah.
Listening to Lunatic Radio.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
And now back to the show.
Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Fuck, these guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com. Motherfuckers say what?
What? I'm gonna get my headphones situated. Hey, everybody.
Oh, kitty kitty.
This is Sage Francis.
Sage Francis is out of it. He done switched his phone. Closet Alcoholic Anonymous.
Yo, what do you think, Ronnie Beans? So I press
on. I go to first. Hey, so Karen, why are you playing this? Drunk driving for Exxon.
Don't slow. Icebergs. Hey, Rocket, I don't know. Sage Francis will be on the program in the next couple weeks. Oh, we're having a rapper on the show. A rapper.
We roll with rappers these days.
This is proof positive that we listen to the listeners. This was a suggestion from one of the listeners, right? Having Sage Francis on the program.
This was actually a thread, and we suggest a bit in that forum. And Jenny caught wind of it, and she came through as always.
Damage.
Who's better than Jenny?
Right.
Nobody.
By the way, if Jenny's listening to the program, can I announce that thing?
Yeah, that little thing? That's
the
going
thing
down.
We were talking about. Can I announce it? Let me know. Sage Francis, everybody, I believe, on the program in 2 weeks.
Wait, what thing? I don't even know about a thing. There's a thing?
There's a thing going. SageFrancis.com or SageFrancis.net is the website. Not sure. I'll be on the program 2 weeks. Rapper on the program on the LunaticRadio.com show.
You know, I got cap blocks. No, we can't.
Not yet.
That's the thing.
Not yet. What was it? Like 2 weeks ago, I was driving in towards the city from where I am. And Jenny called me on the phone, and literally, I spent the entire time on her with the phone for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think I might have said like 4 words.
When Jenny gets going, forget it.
But it was great because I learned like so much stuff that I hadn't known, because like I'm kind of out of it when it comes to like the day-to-day operations of lunaticradio.com.
Right.
And she kept like she brought me up to speed on everything.
What's going on in the newsroom?
Yeah, what's going down? You know what I mean? What the 411, the pulse is.
Yeah.
You know?
I get the daily updates of what's going on from Jenny.
Except the one time where she went off on this little tangent about how Paris Hilton's like, you know, just gutter trash, and Nicole Richie's so much better.
Yeah.
Which, that was, you know. Yeah, other than that.
My phone calls with Jenny are like, yeah, that guy hasn't contacted us back yet. We haven't heard from this agent. We haven't heard from that agent. Kieran, you really need to get laid.
Speaking of that, Segway.
Ron's doing a segway, everybody.
Kieran getting laid.
What?
We went to the Bordy Barn yesterday.
Ooh, look at that. The team.
Now, the Bordy Barn, for people who don't know what the Bordy Barn is a bar in the Hamptons.
Right.
Out here on Long Island. It's kind of famous.
It is famous.
And it's only open on Sundays
for 4 hours.
4 hours.
Really?
From 4 to 8.
What? Yes.
Now, it is a... I've never been. Never been to the Bordy Barn. I should have been going for a long time, according to a lot of people.
Right.
But the Bordy Barn is a bar out in the Hamptons. It's a clusterfuck of a bar, right?
Yes.
It's four hours.
It's a big mess.
Yes.
There's nothing nice about the place.
No.
The inside is a urinal.
Yes.
It's huge, though.
Yes.
It's a massive urinal.
Yes.
And Ron and I went to the Bordy Barn yesterday. Ron, pick it up. Where do you want to start?
Okay. First things first, we kind of got screwed up a little bit because we sat on the line for 2.5 hours because we got there 2.5 hours before the place opened and sat in line for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we got there a half hour before the place opened.
We got there at like 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, place opens at 4.
And we didn't get until like 5:30.
There is a line as long as a football field.
This is insane.
Yes.
Already.
But the whole time I'm telling Kieran, it'll be okay. Once we get inside, you won't even remember that we were online for this long.
Wow.
Right.
This place.
And it's not like a single, it's not like some single file line.
Yeah.
It's like the line is 5 people wide.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
For a football field.
Yeah.
I would have been going nuts.
As long as a football, it was a monster.
Kieran said that. Kieran said you'd be going nuts.
Yeah. If you drove all the way from Elmont to the Hamptons and sat on a line for 2.5 hours, you would have been freaking going nuts.
I'm the CEO, front of the line, let's go.
All right. Besides that, once we get inside, right? Once we get inside, the hijinks start to happen.
Sure.
First thing, you go inside, and the whole thing about the Bordy Barn is they sell cups of beer for a dollar.
For a dollar. Okay, that's a good policy.
$1.
So you go in there, you slap $20 down, the guy gives you 20 cups of beer, and you just drink them as fast as possible.
That's what we call a plus one in my
book. Right.
Right.
Keep a track.
So, within, like, half an hour, Kieran's got like four cups down already, which for Kieran is a lot.
Ooh, congratulations.
For me, I am tanked.
So, yeah, he goes from complaining about the line to being tanked in like 15 minutes.
Yes.
Wow.
So, we're hanging out, having fun. You're doing... Now, the Bordy Barn's nuts. It's nuts. Like, anything goes. There's girls spitting beer down the back of my shirt, you know, throwing, you know...
What?
Yeah.
There was a dude standing behind me dancing with four cups in his hand, just spilling shit all over the place.
Holy shit.
I ran into this girl I know who, you know, who took a swig of beer and, like, spit it back down the back of my shirt, you know, trying to be flirty. And,
Because they're classy broads there.
Yeah, of course.
What the hell?
And, So, you know, and then they're throwing beer on you and rubbing it off and this girl, you know, stickers and everything.
Yeah.
And it's literally impossible. If you want, you can go there and hook up. It's impossible not to hook up.
All right.
Impossible.
Impossible. The man says.
Yes.
You can take your bag out, put it on the bar, and somebody will suck it.
Yes. Yes. And you know what else? You could take your jammy out and throw it up on the bar and nobody will even say anything.
Right.
Like, it won't be like, oh my God, that guy's got his dicks hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, it's a common occurrence.
You can shit in a cup and everybody will be like, hey, that's funny.
Yeah. Fling it at somebody.
It's insane. Throw it.
Right. So I'm like, all right, Kieran, it's 6 o'clock, right? Time to lace, you know, time to do some groundwork here, Kieran, all right? So I'm trying to, you know,
time to break out the charm.
Right. So I'm trying to point Kieran in the direction of a drunk girl who's not too sloppy,
right,
who Kieran can, you know, kick it to.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So these two girls come up, right?
I don't remember this.
Kieran's kind of, Kieran's got his back to him a little bit, and I'm like, Kieran, and I kind of give him the, over there, right? Yeah. So he turns around, and instead of being like, what's up, what are you guys doing, you know, how you doing, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wait, did he go, do you have AIDS?
No, he goes like this, he turns around and he goes, titties!
Fucking retard!
Did I do that?
Yeah, he goes, titties!
Titties!
How you doing?
Holy right? Shit.
And I'm like, oh, God. And they don't even acknowledge him. Which, in the, you know what it's like in the Bordy Barn to not get acknowledged?
It's like, wow.
That, like, girls would talk to you just for no reason, right? And didn't even acknowledge him. And I'm like, oh, dude, you know, like, that's not cool, right?
Oh, my God.
So, and he's like, titties, what's up? And they don't even look at him, and he's like, okay. So that's how it's going to be, huh? And then he turns around. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? All right, forget it. I'm like, all right, forget it. But just, okay, we'll call that, we'll just call that like, you know, warming up, right?
I can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tits McGurkin. How right. you doing?
So I go, all right. I'm like, all right, listen, this is what's going to happen. I said, the next two girls that come over here, I'm going to throw some game to.
Sure.
And maybe you can get a hang, right, you know, or something.
Set them
like
up,
that.
Because as Ron said to me the night before when we hung out with Pam, he is
uber charming.
Uber charming when he's got a buzz on.
Yes.
Uber.
It's true.
Okay.
Listen, I wouldn't. It's not bragging if it's true.
Right.
But so, is it true?
It is true. You've seen it.
According to Ronnie Beans,
you've
it's
seen
true.
It in action.
All right. Go ahead, Ron.
So the next two girls come walking up, and they're all covered with stickers and everything.
Okay.
So I start talking to them. What's going on? How you doing? And they're telling, right, they're having a contest, and then the girls are putting stickers on us and taking, you know, putting stickers on Kieran and everything.
Aww.
So, you know, it's good. You know,
right,
what I mean? It's a little social interaction,
sure,
that we got going on. And I'm like, see?
I
was like, you know, see, it's not. I said, you have to be the guy. This is where everybody is trashed. You have to be the guy that's buzzed, not trashed. Because,
right,
if you act trashed, they're not going to step to you.
Right.
So I was hoping that would, you know, kind of give them a good shot in the right direction, right? So then after that, girls would walk by and Kieran would just sort of shout out their best asset. Like, they'd walk by and he'd be like, ass, look at the ass. You know, and they'd keep walking. You know?
Eyeballs.
Yeah, look at her. Eyeballs. Look at that. She's nice.
Girl's got a massive wound on her neck.
Yeah.
Neck wound.
Yeah, massive head wound. Look.
Look at those childbearing hips. Yeah.
Look at her. Look at that ass.
Pregnant.
Yeah. And there was one girl, actually. There was one girl who looked like the Penguin. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. She was wearing black and white, looked like the Penguin. Yeah. So anyway, we decided, we were like, all right, you know, this is, let's go. So we left. And
I didn't make the 4 hours?
No, the guy we were with who was driving us wanted to go. Big Dog.
Big Dog.
And that's the other funny thing. Now, I went with my buddy, Big Dog, right, who I used to bounce with, who's like my size.
Okay.
So you have two guys that are like two monsters who are like 6'3", and Kieran.
And the middle.
Yeah. I looked like I had two bounces.
He looked like he literally looked like our kid. You know, like,
a little son. My two dads.
Yeah, we bought. Yeah. So, and then another guy, another friend of ours, who's just as big, like comes rolling over. So now there's three. He's like in a forest, Kieran. You know, he's looking around, and all he sees is belly buttons.
Yeah, I'm having conversations with belly buttons.
So, dude, it was hilarious. Because he was like big, tiny.
Dude, every form of asshole was at this bar. You know, like the funny hat guy?
Sure.
The guy that wears the funny hat to attract attention.
There was a guy dressed up like the bad guy from Karate Kid.
Right.
He was in a Cobra Kai outfit.
Yeah.
And the thing was, the guy was big. He had guns. So, like, nobody was going to fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Cobra Kai, nice.
Everybody was there to get attention. It was like a bunch of attention getters.
Right.
It was horrible.
But you liked it. Tell me you didn't have fun.
I had fun people watching. I tell you that. Yeah. I had a great time. There was some dude with, like, his hair was straight up, and it looked like a hairy dildo. Just walking around. And this guy, he got, like, a VIP entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got out of his car in the parking lot, and everybody's lined up like a fucking, you know, herd of cows.
Sure.
And he gets out of his car, and everybody's like, nice hair, dick. People are violent.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That's the other thing. Like, people, like, you get heckled online. Like, because you have to get out and you have to walk past the line. And, like, if you're doing something or you're dressed funky, they'll, like, heckle you.
Yeah.
And some of the shit's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, there was a girl with big boobs, and somebody was like, it looks like she's got an ass on her chest. And then somebody else goes, ass chest. I was like, dude, you gotta love that. Yeah. That's New York.
Crazy.
That's heckling New York, is so New York.
Yeah. And just brutal.
Yeah. And they would boo people if they cut the line and everything. Mm-hmm. And but like I said, it was fun. It was a good time. It was good to get him out for his first time.
Yeah, first time at the Bordy Barn. Never going again.
Yeah.
This place. That's crazy. So it's only Sundays for four hours.
Yeah, 4 to 8.
How does this place stay
open? How does that guy make money?
I don't know if he does.
And it's a dollar beer?
But it's $15 to get in.
But still.
But you know what the beer they buy is like disgusting crap. So
it's like quarter water beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after like four of them, you don't really give a crap.
No, it doesn't matter. And the thing is, I told Kieran, I was like, what you have to do is you stack your cups. Right. So as you drink, you stack so you see how many you've drank. That's like sort of what you do.
Yeah, it's like the thing.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, you had like a nice stack going and you're like, all right, you know, I've had 7 or 8. I'm good to go. I still have to like kind of function a little bit.
Sure. A girl can tell how drunk you are just by like the stack of cups in your hand.
Yeah. It's kind of like a way to find people, you know, find people of like mentality.
It breaks the ice. You know? Can go up to a chick.
I'm like a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you're at eight cups of beer.
There was there's some traditions at the barn where you have to, there's certain songs that they play that you have to sing along to the songs. And we were trying to teach Kieran and he kept missing them. And he's like, I'm missing it. You know, I'm missing it. And we were like pointing to him. We're like, sing. And he didn't do it. And, you know, he'll be all right, though.
I didn't get to do my Mongo's number 9 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't play that song.
Oh. Yeah, they play all the party music, you know, like Sweet Caroline by Diamond.
Yeah. Well, the best thing, honestly, the best thing you could have did, and I wish I would have known it, or I wish I would have remembered to tell you to do it, would be the Monkey Boy. Like the Monkey Boy would have went over so big at the barn. It's not even funny.
All right, well, next week, Ron.
Yeah.
There we go. Monkey Boy makes an appearance.
The thing
at the
was,
barn.
I kept trying to tell him, I'm like, when we were online, I'm like, you'll have fun, dude. When we get in there, you'll have fun. Trust me. And he's like, oh, I don't know.
Because I got a phone call. He's
right. Like, And then we got in, and like a half hour later, he's singing and, you know, happy as a clam.
Oh, beers do a lot for the...
And then all of a sudden, you don't even remember that you waited online for 2.5 hours. All you know is that you're soaking wet in beer and some girl's showing you her new nipple ring.
It's too bad that it's only open for 4 hours, though. Well, because literally, you can go, you can show up 2 hours before the place opens and not be able to get in like an hour into the time it's open.
I don't think the town would let it be open anymore because it's a disaster the whole day.
Yeah.
Because there's so many drunk people and just people passed out.
Cops
everywhere.
Just parked outside picking off people, you know, as they come out hammered. It's like a trap for drunk people.
So
we have to have an LR night out at the Bawdy Barn.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
God.
That would be awesome. That'd be it. I'd be like, oh.
It'd be fun.
There's no way we could.
You know what would happen after that?
We have to.
You know what would happen after that? I would have to do, like, the next day would be apology day.
Yeah.
You know, where I call up, I send an email to, like, everybody, sorry.
I'd like to apologize to the entire East End of Long Island.
They got an ad in, like, Newsday.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Big
sorry.
Picture of Ron says sorry above
it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be sorry day.
Like his head down.
Sorry. I didn't realize that that was your personal space. Sorry. Sorry, I knew. You said you just wanted to talk. Sorry.
Should we play Mad Beat Chemist's little song he made up?
Sure, if you want.
Mad Beat Chemist is a DJ who has a radio show on the tpsradio.com network, or .net network, or whatever it is. And Mad Beat put together it's like a techno song, but it's like all our voices.
Yes.
Like he took the grunts and crap we do on the show
and
made a beat out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, this guy's pro. Play it.
Really good. And here it is. Take a listen.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Kieran was busy playing with his sound effects. I want to make music.
Starts off slow.
Yeah, Kieran, turn the sound effects off, so no more sound effects.
Good.
Isn't it weird?
It's a Nutty Irishman. Yeah. Where's my glow sticks?
Mad Beat Chemist. Dropping Mad Beats.
Took an entire beat out of our grunts.
Nice pro.
Women who hire a cleaner are the least monies with around 70%. Women who hire a cleaner are the least monies with around 70%. Women who hire a cleaner are the least monies with around 70%. Women who hire a cleaner are the least monies with around 70%. Women who hire a cleaner are the least monies with around 70%. Women who hire a cleaner are the least monies with around 75% having sex less than once a week. A survey carried out among 20 to 40 year olds.
Never gets old.
Greatest moment.
Dude, that's the horn. Yeah. It sounds like Killdaughter there.
Is it?
I think I don't
what
know.
Is that?
I think that was like one of our like post shows.
Uh-huh.
And like
you're like
Well, that I think is just some like little sound that he added. Some
no, that's the,
to.
That's the horn.
Is that the horn?
Yeah, that's the.
But he did shit to it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that was Killdaughter one. That was like one of the first nights we did that Pepto Po show.
Yeah,
I think so.
Still got 1:08 left in the clip. So here we go.
So this is when like we do whippets and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm hungry. I'm gonna rob a Burger King on the way home.
That was it, man.
That's great.
That is
awesome.
An entire techno song made out of the grunts and sounds of the LunaticRadio.com show.
That's incredible. You know what? That's going right up to the top.
Yeah.
That took a long time to make,
I'm sure. That's awesome. That's some talent
right
there.
Mad beat.
Yeah.
Spinning the ones and twos.
That is a mad beat.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Word up.
How about you, boy player?
Mad beat chemist.
He is a chemist.
Look at Mad Beat.
That was funny.
I just always find it amazing that people take time out of their day to do anything.
This is a trend starting with the listeners.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're like better than we are. They should start their own show.
Yeah, really? The Lunatic Radio listener show.
Yeah. Like, nobody listens anymore. They started better shows.
They left us.
I got an email the other day from a kid asking for sound clips, sound drops of you two going, Scow! Scatso!
They got better ideas than us.
Yeah, he said you didn't do it well.
Right. They wanted you to.
Yes.
That's right.
We're you made the cut. He actually said that in his email. He's like, I'm sorry, Kieran, you just didn't make the cut.
I can't say as I blame him.
Yeah, so that was Mad Beat amazing. Chemist. Mad Beat Chemist. He has a show on the TPSradio.net network.
Yeah.
Check Word him out.
If you like the Mad Beats.
You like the Mad Beat.
That's awesome.
Proper yo. Holla back.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
Hurricanes up 4-3, and Ottawa is still closed.
Nice.
That is a sports update from Club Jelly.
We were talking during the break that it's might be like some sort of weird government thing that the Oilers so happen to be in the Stanley Cup, considering oil is such a big issue now, and they're playing the Hurricanes with hurricane being a big issue in the United States as well. So
that's what hockey has to do to drum up some sort of interest. Right.
Is it even is
current events?
Yeah.
Is it even on TV?
Yeah, it's on all. It's on all. You want to watch it? Let's turn it on.
On OLN,
I think.
I don't. Dude, Cablevision does not get OLN.
What is that? Channel 942?
Dude, Cablevision does not get OLN.
What is OLN?
Outside Life Network.
Outdoor Life Network.
Whatever. I don't know.
Outside Life Network? And they're playing a sport that's inside?
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's on ice. You got to have ice when you're outside. How the hell should I know? When's the last hockey game you watched?
Never.
Exactly. I haven't watched a hockey game since the Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 1990-whatever. And then I was like, yay, I don't know. I'm sitting at the bar. Why not? Cheer. Woo, free beers around. Yay. Hope they win every year.
You see how I'm importing some of my Islander message board friends to the Lunatic board. So we're bringing hockey. We're setting up our little
You're trying to group. Infect this show with hockey?
That's right.
It's never going to happen.
It needs some more hockey.
I will not let it happen. Hockey is like AIDS. It will destroy everything.
Hockey destroys all.
Hockey destroys
That's
fun.
Right. It's like a big swarm of locusts where it just comes over and like eats until there's nothing left and then hockey, goes somewhere else.
Hockey destroys all interest in anything.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not like, good. It's actually like a fun sport like to watch. It's just like you can't, I'm sorry, I can't get into it. Like I don't know any, like it's hard to follow the players.
Yeah.
Because you didn't give it a shot. You're just basing it on 94 Rangers.
So there you go. Where the hell's Craig McTavish?
Yeah, he's actually the coach of the
Craig
Oilers.
McTavish was like the last guy didn't wear a helmet.
Yeah,
you know, like where are those guys? That's what I want to see. Guys with no helmets and no teeth, like Slapshot, more fighting. Where's the Hanson brothers? Come on,
that was a movie.
By the way, AIDS turned 25 today.
Oh,
what is
okay?
According to the paper, AIDS turned 25.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, AIDS.
Has that kind of gone on the back burner, hasn't it?
AIDS, huh?
Yeah,
it's got to step up its game.
But remember, there was a whole big people used to wear the AIDS ribbons all the time, and now they don't. Like now, you can actually watch something and not have people with AIDS ribbons.
AIDS is like Shaquille O'Neal; it's just not as good as it used to be.
Now, why do you think? Like, would you know? Let me ask you something: if you hang out with a girl, you wearing a rubber because you don't want to get pregnant, or you don't want to get an STD?
All of the above,
right? So, what if you knew she didn't have an STD? Would you wear it? Would you wear a rubber?
Yes,
you would.
Yes, because the guy in sixth grade puberty ed told me to. That's why.
I swear to God, like one of the props, like one of the perks of having a girlfriend is you can put her on the pill. You know, you're like, put her on the pill. You don't have to worry about that shit anymore.
You can also chain her to the furnace.
Nah, you know what I'm saying. No, okay. Like you just, you. What happened?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to like let him. I'm trying to be really professional about it. Like, all right, Ronnie's talking, so I could communicate with Kieran. Oh. So I was like giving him the break signal. I was like, all right, we're gonna do this seamlessly.
But oh,
Ronnie goes like into twing on.
Well, I don't know, dude. You're doing the cut stop signal, and I'm like, what should I not talk about this subject?
No,
I don't know.
No, I would do that.
Yeah, wearing rubbers.
Yeah, right.
It's taboo.
I'd look at you.
Lunatic Radio is a safe sex environment.
We gotta take a break because we gotta call Sunset Thomas. That's what Rock was.
You know what? That's how we roll.
All right.
Like, we know Sunset Thomas's number. That's how we roll.
And she's going to call her.
Let's go.
Okay, taking a break. Come back. I'm on lunaticradio.com.
Heartbreak.
The derailment that is. Back after this.
This is John from Boston, and I am lunaticradio.com.
Kill daughter. I believe she was at Walmart. Ooh, and she called us. Here we go.
She got drunk at Walmart.
Hello. This is Katie, and we are walking through Walmart. Just got out of the bar, and crazy bitch was there again. And Trent, he's cracking his knuckles. I think he's going to kill somebody.
Trent Dilfer?
I'm sorry, Trent. I'm sorry. I could have saved you, but I couldn't. Yeah, I know she was nuts.
Hey, we're over here.
Not that you're nuts. Did you say she was in your nuts or on your nuts? well, thankfully, Trent took her home, and I actually think that this is probably the worst thing he could have done, but... Yeah. Drop her up in the middle. Well, actually, I'm certain that she will drop her up in the middle of nowhere. She'll find a way back to Trent.
They always do. They always do.
If she can snip her, she'll be back. Like, oh, Trent! Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. She's the kind of pickle you cannot drink or chew.
Blink her.
Take forever to say nothing.
And we're back.
Check of traffic.
Yeah. There seems to be a cow loose on the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Thank you, Kill Daughter, for the funniest drunk call
ever.
I'm very proud of Kill Daughter.
Wow.
Next time you go to Kmart, call us.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I gotta hear that again. Gotta hear that again.
You actually hear what she was talking about? Oh, my God. I'm fucking sweating.
That's bad.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, and on point, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break, emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today is Ronnie Beans, my co-host.
Yes.
And the producer, Rocket.
Good evening.
And on point. Love and on point. Alive and kicking. That's the song. Joining us on the phone, everybody, from her car. J.
just adjacent.
Right.
The Vegas Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is world famous Sunset Thomas. What's up, Sunset?
Hi, hi, hi. What are you guys up to?
Nothing.
Working on getting
everything.
Yeah, you know, trying to stay out of trouble, but having a hard time.
Trying to be funny, which is not happening tonight.
It's just not happening, huh?
No.
Well, I'm so sorry about that. We're just going to have to do something to get this party going.
Right. Hard nipples. That works.
Hard nipples. Well, my nipples are definitely hard right now.
Excellent.
I like it, too, because I'm actually teasing the guys as they're walking by. I'm actually in my car is because I just went and had a meeting at the Aladdin Casino, and I'm actually fixing to do a thing with the ex-girls there. It's going to be at the V Theater. Yeah. On July 1st through the 6th.
Ex-Girls the Show.
Yeah.
And what is that about? Is it like a lingerie thing? What's going on during the show?
Well, no, we just do little skits and things like that. You know, more bikinis and things like that. So the guys are laughing at me right now. Hi, guys. I'm like trying to have you guys all topless. The guy's standing here.
Oh,
wow. Let me see if I can give anybody else something. What are you doing? Oh, I yelled at the guy.
Wait, these are complete strangers?
Huh?
Are these strangers?
Yeah, I talk to everybody, man. I love everybody.
How?
I've never met a stranger in my life.
Nice. Great. If you're walking down the street in Las Vegas right now, you can see Sunset Thomas in her car talking.
Let's go.
Right.
Yeah. Why am I not there right now?
Yeah.
I know. You're going to come out soon, though. You're going to come out and watch that show, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie Beans, my co-host.
Yes.
You're going to go to the show?
I'll be out there. Yeah.
Well, you guys come out and I'll give you some of my Viber strip.
Yeah, what's the Viber strip about?
Well, what Viber strip is it's actually a sex enhancer. It's for male and female. It's all natural herbs. It can't harm you. And as you take it, it's like a little thin strip that you put in your mouth. It also gives you fresh breath at the same time. But as it absorbs, actually your body will start getting a sensation. You'll start feeling it like in your nipples or in your cock. But you can also take it and melt it in the mouth and also go like on the guy's cock and go down on him. And it really starts turning the guy on and gets him going. And vice versa as well to a girl.
She said cock.
I get whiplash every time she says cock. I'm like, ugh.
Can you just say cock for 20 minutes?
Cock.
Awesome. She's the best.
Yeah, no, the Viber strip thing sounds pretty good.
Well, if you guys want to check out more about the Viber strip, just go to viberstrip.com. That's viberastrip.com.
Sweet. Okay, there you go.
Viber strip.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm digging that. Although, I don't think I need it. Because I get, you know, when I see vagina, I'm like, I'm there.
You're
know?
Done.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, the great thing, it's not that maybe necessarily you might not need it, but it actually just kind of will get things kind of kicking in. You know what I mean? You know, if you want to, I'll give it to a girl.
Ooh,
like when I go out to the closets here and go dancing and stuff and a couple of chicks are hanging with me, I pull out my Viber strip here, maybe pop some of this.
We can have fun.
And about
that.
An hour or so, man, I'm taking them back to the room, dude.
Nice.
So it puts people in the mood.
It puts you definitely into the mood.
I'm thinking we get some of these for the next LR bar night out.
Yeah. I'll take 100 of them.
Well, you guys remind me, and I'll actually send some to you guys.
Yep.
Email me later, and I'll send some to you.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
Hot.
Okay.
That's hot.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
well,
what? Somebody had something to say. What happened?
Oh, no, I was so stoked. I just found out yesterday my horse that's named after me, Sunset Thomas, she was racing in Canada, and she actually won. I was really, really happy for her.
Whoa.
I think it's awesome.
Wait, you have a horse named after you?
Uh-huh.
What are you not into? Like, you have all sorts of things going on. You have the shows.
Baby, I'm into everything.
You are like
anything and everything.
You're like your own corporation. You have things going on everywhere.
Right. Yeah, it's the way to do it.
Well, and you guys know also. Well, I believe in taking my money and actually making more money. And I actually have two clubs. I have one in Phoenix, Arizona, and also one in Reno, Nevada. But since my partner just recently died, we're selling both of the clubs. I believe the Wild Orchid is actually buying them off. So.
No more Sunset Thomas strip clubs?
No, I'm just going to take the money and put it in the bank.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's a good place for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I usually
maybe in a couple years I'll get in real estate. Who knows? Mm.
Sunset Thomas is taking over the world.
Yeah.
She is a veteran of the porno industry, everybody. The adult film industry. What is it, like now 15 years?
No, actually, God, no, 13 years.
13 years.
Way to go, Karen.
Not too far off.
Yeah, long time. Not too far off, no.
Big fan.
Well, if you want to catch up more on me and get more up-to-date pictures of me as well, all you have to do is go to sunset, with an S at the end, life.com. Of course, put www in front of it.
Yeah, sunsetslife.com.
Yeah, I went to your website after our last interview, and I was just amazed because you're just unbelievably hot. Like, just crazy hot. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah. I think it's from all that sex, because I'm not like a big partier girl. I just love to fuck all the time, and I think that's what keeps me so young looking.
It must be.
Every now and then having some top shots in the face, it's kind of, you know, helpful for the skin.
It's good for the skin, right?
Yeah.
It's good for the skin.
Now, see,
tastes good too.
I try to tell girls I hang out with that, and they think I'm lying. That it's good for their skin, and they think I'm just making shit up.
Yep. Well, it depends on if the guy's really, really healthy, though.
Oh.
Ron and I were discussing, we had a discussion in the car. We went out this weekend. We had a discussion in the car on the way home from the bar about actually peeing on a girl's face.
No, but
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, he was asking me if, like, would I do that? If I had, like, a one-nighter with a girl, like some girl I met at a bar, we took her back to the apartment, and she was like, hey, Kier, pee on my face. And Ron asked me if I would do that or not. And at the time, I was like, at the time, I was a little hammered, so I said, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to do it. But now I don't think it's, I would do it. What are your thoughts?
You know, I'm not really into someone pissing on my face, but I have been pissed on in the shower.
Really?
At least it washes off right away.
Yeah,
but I mean, not like my ass or something, you know, not on my face.
That was also another stipulation in the discussion. We were like, it had to be in the shower because...
Right, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did piss out of the shower, yeah.
Like purposely or by mistake?
I don't know. Huh?
Purposely or by mistake?
Both.
Wow. That's nice.
Seriously,
hey, you know, like, hey,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Do you go like a day without sex, or do you have sex every day?
Well, you know, my boyfriend just passed away about 4 months ago, so actually, lately I've been doing a lot of masturbating.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm kind of getting tired of the dildos, man.
Why?
You know, it's nothing like having a guy grabbing you and sucking on your nipples and things like that. I mean, a dildo can only do so much for you.
That's right.
That's true.
So now when you go out to like a bar or something, or you want to hook up, like, are you the aggressive one? Do guys hit on you a lot? Like, how does that work?
Well, no, you know, if I want to hit on the guy, I will. But most of the time, the guys will come up and talk to me. And if I like the guy, I want to go do something with him. Basically, I just get a hotel room. Because I've always been taught, never take him to your house. Never let him know where you live. Because then you can't get rid of him.
That's right. That's a good point.
Oh, so, yeah, I'll pick up a guy and take him to the rooms. Mostly, it's a guy and a girl. Because I love couples. I totally do couples.
Right, yeah.
I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I gotta have my cock, but I need my pussy, too.
God! Nice. You know what? You know? You bring joy to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like Santa Claus in a way.
Yeah, right. You know, you got something for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm Santa Claus. Hello.
Sunset Thomas is also a sex advisor to the Wise Guys radio show. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that every Saturday?
And also, I do sex advice for a magazine column as well, for a mainstream column. So.
Mm.
No, I love giving sex advice. And then I also do sports picks, too, as well.
On ESPN Radio. She does.
Nice.
She's all over the place. Well, man.
Sunset.
I do everything. I'm multi-talented, man.
Since
I can do everything.
Since last we spoke, our Kieran, who hasn't gotten laid in 10 years, still hasn't gotten laid. So he's still working on
it. Are you serious? What is wrong with him?
Everything?
Yeah.
Why haven't you got laid yet, dude?
I have mangina. I have no idea. I just suck at it. Like, go ahead, Ron. Explain the story at the bar this weekend.
We went to a bar this weekend, and Kieran, I tried to like kind of show him how to, you know, how to talk to a girl, and he just failed miserably.
Because I didn't.
What did I tell you guys last night? First thing you do is when you find a chick you like, what you do is you find out what kind of drink she's drinking, send over a drink, and let the waitress or whoever let them know, hey, that's from that guy over there. Usually, that's what I like, because sometimes I hate it when they come up and be all aggressive right away with me. And if I'm intrigued and kind of interested, then I'll look over at him and I'll walk over to him and say, hey, thank you for the drink, and start, you know, carrying on a conversation that way. Because I find a lot of girls don't like it when the guy comes up to him and be so aggressive, because, you know, you get guys coming up flirting with you so much. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
A girl kind of likes it when you kind of be a gentleman, a little classier about it, you know?
Yeah.
Go from there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't be like a typical guy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Karen's big thing is he just kind of, I don't know, he just becomes all, like, he's a good guy, and then all of a sudden in these situations he just turns into, like, awkward guy.
He gets all shy.
Yes, he gets all shy, and then it just sort of, you know, snowballs from there.
I want to live in Sunset Thomas's closet.
Okay! And there goes Sunset.
I got a really big closet. It's kind of like a big room, you know, in there.
Yeah. That's where I want to live.
You might find a couple of vibrators laying around somewhere.
No.
Damn right. I'll put them places. Yeah.
I got a lot of shoes if you're a foot fetish fan. No, I got lots.
That's me. I'm the shoe guy.
You like the shoes, Ronnie?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the first thing I look at.
You can come in the closet and come in my shoes, and then after you're done, I'll have you come in my mouth. How's that?
That's a plan. Deal. Done. Consider it done.
Send the facts out on that one. You know what my shows are. You've got to do it. Yeah.
But that's...
You know they come out July 1st through the 6th, so...
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. You got to go to the ex-girl show at the Aladdin Casino.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are going to like it.
I don't need convincing.
Ron's going. Look for the big guy with the
striped shirt. Maybe after the show we'll go have a drink.
Yeah.
Look at Ronnie Beans. Yeah. High in Vegas.
Woo! I win.
I'll bring the Viber strip.
Sure. You bring whatever you want.
Ronnie Beans, high rolling in Vegas. Come July.
Rolling. Look at me. I'm like all smiles now.
You guys are awesome. I love talking to you guys. You guys are so cool.
Thanks.
Hey, do we have time to take a listener question?
Go ahead. Take a listener question. What is it?
Someone wants to know, Sunset, how can you keep stamina with giving a blowjob before your jaw goes sore?
Well, you know, if you are the type of person you like to deep throat, then great. Yeah, your jaw is going to get sore eventually after a while. Me, I find, you know, back off a little bit. Just go up on the top of the guy's cock and do a deep suck right there. And then take your hand and go on the bottom part of it and stroke that. Then you take your other hand and you grab his balls, so don't squeeze him too hard because guys don't like that. And do a soft thing there, and you can keep going and last for a long time that way.
There you go.
Totally, the guys dig it. They love it.
Yeah.
I love Sunset. Thank you.
Yeah. I love you talking about it.
I love feeling the cock in my hand. I love it. It's such a turn on for me. I love it to be able to take the cock and stroke it in my hand and be sucking the top of it.
This is what we need, Rock. We need more questions where Sunset has to respond with the word cock. Like, Sunset, what have you sucked lately?
Cock? Well, actually, lately it's just been my vibrator, dude.
Well, you can suck on that, too. It's so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not as much fun, I don't think.
Sunset.
You gotta come out.
Yeah.
Sunset is also Penthouse Magazine's most featured model. Is that true?
Yeah, I've been in their magazine for 4 times.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And she's a member of the Hustler Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you in the AVN Hall of Fame, too?
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She's the best.
God, I'm showing my age, dude.
No. You look
awesome. You know,
you're Babe Ruth.
Because you know what? I'm not really, maybe I'm boring. I love to fuck a lot, but I'm really not into the party scenes. I really don't like to go out and party a lot and things like that.
Dude, that's the girl I want.
Yeah, you stay home and fuck.
Yeah.
Just stay home and fuck.
I want a girl who wants to fuck after the Yankee game.
There you go. And yank some more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what I'm like.
Yeah, baby, yank me some more.
Yeah, it's one of my most excited.
You're great. How about daring it? Come on.
Unbelievable. Sunset Thomas speaking to us from her car on the Sunset, not the Sunset trip.
No, just the Strip.
It's the Strip, whatever.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Where she just closed a deal to appear in the Ex-Girls of the Show at the Aladdin Casino from July 1st to July 6th, everybody. We're not really sure what goes on in the show, but it's probably pleasing to the eye. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. You have to come and watch and find out.
Excellent.
Like her. And the Viberstrip.com, which is a great herbal remedy to getting a hard-on. What?
It's for male and female as well.
Yes. And sunsetslife.com is the website. Sunset, I love you.
You guys are the bomb. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
I am going to watch some Sunset Thomas porno tonight.
Yes. I hear that.
Tonight is a sunset night.
Yes.
Yep. Well, you got my number. Call me later. Maybe I'll masturbate with you.
Oh! Woo! Touchdown.
I'm serious.
Caller, damn it.
Imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm dying.
I'm touching my cock right now. I suck at I can't do
I'm
fun.
I'm still playing with my nipples in front of everybody. So.
She can guide
they're
you.
They're really rock hard, but they're really lonely. They need someone to suck on them.
See, there you go, kid. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of guys around your car right now going, hey, can I suck on them, please?
They're all looking over here like, oh, no, go over here. I'm about to fuck.
All right, Sunset, you got so much crap going on, I don't even know where to begin, but I appreciate you taking the time out to come on our little crappy radio show.
Oh, you guys aren't crap. You guys are cool. Don't say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on.
We appreciate that.
You guys are awesome.
You are our favorite by far.
We love you.
Yes.
Never be negative. Be positive, man. You never know, man. A couple of years from now, y'all might be the... You know, the bomb, one of the big ones.
We hope.
Bomb,
you know? And then we can have you in studio.
Yes, we can have you in studio
and
then.
Stare at you.
Yeah, and not even do a radio show. Yeah,
I would love
stare.
To do that. We're just and like, bring, like, some dildos and stuff.
Yes!
Oh my God!
We want you to bring dildos.
It's not like I don't do that already in some radio stations, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just stare at her.
That'd be it. We'd be like, no, we're not talking. We're just going to stare at her.
Can I plug one more thing with you guys before I leave? I'm going to be signing at the X Dreams in New York on June 16th to the 17th. So.
There you go.
I just wanted to plug that one. I promised them I would, so.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going to be in New York soon.
Yeah, she's going to be in New York soon.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's also
I'll be
doing
at the Extreme. I'll be there June 16th and 17th.
There we go.
And then I'm also hooking up some other business deals while I'm there as well, because I'm trying to get Viberstrip into mainstream stores as well.
Look at that. Sunset Thomas.
All right.
She's going to be the next Donald Trump, maybe, just without the hair.
Maybe we can meet up with her when she goes to New York.
Yeah, y'all can see me at the Extreme.
Yeah. That is a definite possibility.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, Sunset, we'll be in touch with you.
All right, you guys.
I love
you guys.
Sunset Thomas.
Yeah, we love you, too.
Love you.
Thank you for coming on our show there, Sunset.
Stay horny.
I will.
We will. Trust us.
I always am.
I'm sporting a rod in the no-rod zone.
Way to go.
Well, when you get down here, I'll help you with your rod, all right?
Nice!
All right.
Woo!
Okay. Take care of yourself, Sunset.
You guys are awesome. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Sunset Thomas, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
I need a cigarette.
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
She's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I want to go.
I'm going to be in Vegas.
I'm going to that
I'm
New
going
York
to
thing.
Vegas. I'm going to Vegas. You I'm going to Vegas, and she's going to be in Vegas. I'm going to go to Vegas, and she's going to be in Vegas.
Hey, that's what I call a win-win.
Yeah, that's a win-win situation. You know what I mean?
There's no loss.
There is no loss.
No matter how you try, you can't lose.
No loss.
She's
also a publisher of Sherry Magazine.
What doesn't she do?
She has everything going on.
Does she have, like, her own, like, little griller?
You know what I would want to do? If I saw her in Vegas, I would want people to take pictures, and I'd be like, listen, all I want to do is walk up and down the strip with you.
Yeah.
Like, next to me.
Yeah, just walk.
You'll be like, look who I'm walking with.
Yeah.
Look who I'm hanging with.
What are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hands are tied. Can't do nothing.
Right, exactly.
She's here.
She appears on ESPN Radio often. I think on the Dan Patrick show. She appears on the Wise Guys radio show, this show, and she'll be on the ONA show on the 15th.
Wow.
Unbelievable. This girl's all over the place. Sunset Thomas never stops working. Sunset, take a break and, blow out a kid. I don't know.
We're going to have to keep in contact because I want to do that. I want to go to that New York thing. Are you familiar with that place?
What is it?
No. That X thing in New York City?
No, we'll find it, though.
I want to.
Yeah,
I'd be down for that.
Find it.
Because she'd be cool with us. She'd be like, hey, it's Rocket Kieran Ronnie. She'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, don't know you.
Yeah, Rocket.
Get away.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be like, yeah, say hi. And she'll like tell the security. She'll like, in about 5 minutes, take him away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get these guys away.
I'm going to tell them I have to go to the bathroom.
Especially the little one.
Now, what would happen? Let me just, let me throw something out there. You know me and my hypotheticals, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
What happens if we show up? She's like, hey, listen, I'm hanging out at wherever later. You guys should stop down. Are we going?
Oh, I'm going.
Are we going? I'm going.
It's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a once in a lifetime.
I'm going.
I'd sit there and play Monopoly with her if you wanted to.
I'm going. I'm going.
Risk? Would you do Risk?
Anything. Parcheesi.
Wow.
And Sorry, which I fucking hate.
See, I hate Risk.
Sorry is the worst board game ever. Risk is fun.
No, Risk is 8 hours.
You gotta play it right. Damn it.
That's 8 hours. It's strategery.
It's strategery. I'm always Kamchatka.
What? Yeah. Is that a reference I'm not gonna ever get?
That's always my home base, Kamchatka. I don't know why.
I always take North America.
Oh.
I always play it safe.
No, you gotta take Europe.
Sorry. What's wrong with Sorry?
I hate
Why?
Sorry.
Because you might be towards the end and someone goes, Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, you lose.
We're knocked back.
Risk is all about world domination.
But it takes forever.
No.
Yes.
Because you don't play it right.
I want world domination in 2 hours or less, not eight. I swear to God, I played with four people one night. We started around like 7 p.m. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We're still going. I was dying. I just said, fuck it. I left. I left. I'm like, you guys figured it out.
See, you're playing with people who don't know.
No, like, no. People, I think they're really good.
I am a Risk master. Me and my Kamchatka armies will rain blows down on every country that you have.
You're like the threes, the Roman numeral threes players all over. Could you,
yeah. I'm all over the place. I'm like, and I just, they march.
Risk? No.
They march under the Ronnie Beans flag of Kamchatka.
All your players are like Roman numerals, so it's like 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, right.
So, like, I always have the threes. I like the threes. Threes is a good number for Risk.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, anyway.
I don't know.
I'd play whatever game she wanted.
Yeah. That's the bottom line.
I'd play War. I'd play
Chutes and Ladders.
I'd play Chutes and Ladders.
What if she doesn't want to play a board game?
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'd do whatever.
So, I think, well, yeah, I want to find out more about that. So, we're going to have to keep in contact with her.
Yes, we would go if she asked us, hey, come down to this place. We would go. But in the back of my mind, I would think, hey, is that just something she says to everybody?
Yeah. See, Karen, you know what? Karen would like always find a negative way to make it bad.
Right.
Mr. Negativity, yeah, thank you.
I think it's a no-lose situation because we go to New York City. It's not like it's far away. And if it just looks like this is bogus crap, we leave. But she could be like, hey, give us hugs and like partying with us, having drinks. Could be a nice long night, buddy.
Oh, man. I'd be like, I'd call work. I'm never coming in. Like, never. Forget it. I quit. I'm following her.
How would you like to be tied up in my hotel room? Yes.
Yes.
Imagine that. She'd be like, listen, Ronnie, I want to give you a deal. You could be my personal bouncer.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'd do? I'd let her like tie me up to like a pole and fling like water balloons at me.
Just to grade you.
Yeah, absolutely. Just fling water balloons at me. Pow!
There's Ronnie being tied to a pole in his boxers, getting hot dogs thrown at him.
Frozen hot dogs thrown at me. All I ask for is eye protection.
And she's telling you to squeal like a pig. Wee! Wee!
Have you seen her? She's hot enough. She's hot. Smoking. She's smoking.
Her body doesn't have a flaw on it. Man. Unbelievable. She's an amusement park.
What?
She's got all the Ferris wheels and roller coasters.
I distinctly remember after the last time we interviewed her, I went on her website and was just like, oh my God. Like, she is just unbelievably gorgeous.
And she's vicious.
So we like it.
And you know what? And she's like, come on, let's fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so okay. The fact that like she's just sitting in her car rubbing her nipples and like people are walking by.
Yeah.
She's a goer.
I'm like, if you know what? I could be there in like 5 hours.
With JetBlue.com.
Can you what level of the parking lot are you on? I could be there in 5 hours.
Yeah, right.
Just sit tight, baby.
Yeah, sit tight. Yeah, get a sandwich. I'm going to call Domino's and have him bring you pizza. What parking spot are you in? Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to live in? A parking spot 13B?
Yeah. The girl rubbing her Aladdin nipples. Yeah, the girl rubbing her nipples.
Oh, man. Wow, that's some good stuff.
I love this show.
Can we get Find out about that free, those like little vibrators thing. Maybe she could send us some of those.
Yeah, vibrators.
We got to get Jenny to work on that.
Yeah. We'll take them on the show.
Can I tell you?
That'd be great.
No, that would not be great.
Gotta do it.
I'm not sitting around with tingly nipples in front of you two dudes.
Yeah, no.
All right, be hot.
Unless we get some chicks in here.
Ronnie,
no.
Dude, you got crazy boobs, dude.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm not sitting around with tingly shit in front of you fuckers. Yeah, all right?
No, we don't need that.
In front of you guys.
Yeah. All right, what have we done on the show?
You know, can I tell you? Yeah, I love the show. You know why I love the show? Why? Because I get to talk to people like Sunset Thomas.
That's right. I agree.
You know why I like this show? Is because I laugh doing it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I do it.
Think about it. We've talked to a lot of porn stars. Mm-hmm. And they've all been great. They're like, all of them are aces.
Mm-hmm. And can I drop a hint? It's only going to get better.
Woo!
This month is looking pretty fucking good for the show.
I want to be the like the people where they're like, oh, you know, you made it when you're on the lunaticradio.com show in porn. Like, you know, you're the shit in porn when Lunatic Radio interviews you.
Yeah.
Interviews you and acts like 3-year-olds when you get on.
I want chicks to be honored that I'm watching their porno.
Yeah.
That's right.
And isn't it
funny that like those, you know, these girls come on and we automatically turn into like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, I'm jumping around on the chair.
Goody, 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 yeah. Goody, goody, yeah. Goody, goody, goody,
exactly.
Goody.
Oh, that's what I do. That's my whole interview. That's all I do. Oh.
I just love the research.
Bouncing up on
boobies.
Research is the best. Like, oh, we got to find out about it. All right. Smut.
Yeah.
Dude.
So that's what she does.
That's it. Yay, we win.
Should we go behind the show, Rocket? That's why we have porn stars on, because we like doing the research.
There it is. Everyone knows now.
Dude, I have Sunset Thomas stuff at home. I'm all over that tonight when I get home.
Man.
I'm going to be like, I just talked to her.
It's all
she wants me to. She wants to, like, you know, get together when I go to Vegas. Whatever. She wants me to come see her show.
She'll be like, hey, Ronnie.
Go see her show.
She's going to be like, hey, Ronnie.
Yeah, hey, Ronnie Beans. Is Kieran still not get laid? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, but you know what? Chef. I'll get laid for the both of us.
You're right.
You know what?
I'll represent.
When I'm getting laid, I'll call Kieran and tell him how it's going. Hey, Kieran.
Kill him in.
I'm getting laid.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's banging Sunset Thomas. I'm watching her on porno.
Yeah.
My computer screen.
Oh, you know, I just, that's a bad bit, because I'm sitting over here now. Oh, that's just wrong. I don't like that, knowing that now.
What?
Because I'm sitting at the computer.
Oh, that's Kieran's jack station?
Sucks.
All right. Ronnie Beans going to see Sunset Thomas in the X Girls, the show at the Aladdin Casino, July 1st through the 6th, starring Sunset Thomas. And we'll be back with more LunaticRadio.com show. I believe Josh Gogan was supposed to call in, didn't he?
I think so.
And we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned, kids.
Hey, this is DJ Powell from Des Moines, Iowa, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Thinking about this, placed himself in pie.
Bitch pie.
Banged in the pie.
Now back to the show. Radio!
Yeah, what up, everybody?
Gorilla Radio!
Rage Against the Machine.
Gorilla Radio!
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline 206-202.
Gorilla Radio!
5666, hit us up. I don't even know what to call it. I'm Kieran, that's Ronnie, and that's Rocket.
Yo. I'm watching E-Fan in the chat room, he's just lounging. You guys are comfortable.
I know, dude. Dude, he's like chilling. Like, that's what you gotta do it, man.
Chilling.
Joining us on the line, everybody, just fresh off a trip to Japan, I believe. And it was a life-changing experience. It's Josh Gogan, our comedian buddy from North Carolina. What's up, Joshy?
I'm back. Woo!
Nice.
Sound excited.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, what? You try any fugu while you were over there?
I couldn't find fugu. I wanted to.
Really?
I wanted, you know, I'm not much for heights and bungee jumping, you know, so bungee jumping is out.
Right.
Fugu, is life-threatening enough, and I get to eat, so.
Yeah, it's like plus-plus.
Yeah, that's those two needs.
It's a poisonous fish that, if prepared wrong, can kill you.
And you eat it,
yeah. It's supposed to give you a raging hard-on for like a week.
No way. That's really? Not worth it.
Yeah.
That is not worth
it. But if it's prepared wrong, it can kill you. Like, seven people a year die in Japan because it's prepared wrong.
Would you have it?
No.
Would you, Karen?
No.
No. Yeah, you don't like anything.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah, chicken fingers.
If they can put it into like the look like a chicken finger, maybe I'll eat it.
They could fry it.
Josh said he ate some horse meat over there.
Yes, I ate horse meat.
Mm. What was it, like a steak or a burger or something?
No, it was shaped like a cock.
Yeah, it was horse cock meat. It was quite delicious, a little spermy, but...
whack, whack.
Actually, if you want to get the idea of what it's like without actually eating horse, get you some beef and roll it around in bacon grease.
Ooh.
And that's about what horse meat tastes like.
Wow. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Get hungry.
I like bacon.
Thank you, Karen.
Dude, anything wrapped in bacon is good.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, dude.
But the sushi, you guys sushi fans?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Big sushi.
Sushi was incredible.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, we went to the fish market in Tokyo, and you know, you get to see them bringing the fish in and auctioning it off and cutting it up, and then you walk down like two blocks and eat the fresh sushi that was just caught that day. And oh man, it's amazing.
Uh-huh. How were the people? Are the people nice and kind, or are they mean pricks?
People were sweethearts.
Yeah?
Really?
They had the biggest smiles. Yes, thank you, thank you. Can I help you? What can I do? And no tipping.
No tipping?
Like you don't tip anybody. So the good service was because they enjoy their job.
Wow.
Which, yeah, and you get 2 weeks of that, and then you hop on a plane for 12 hours and land in Detroit, and everybody's an asshole.
Yeah, well, it's Detroit.
Yeah.
Which makes me realize why my buddy doesn't want to come home.
Yeah, wow. So what else did you do? Did you see the sights? What did you do?
I went all over. We went to Tokyo, which I don't recommend you guys going to Tokyo. It's too much like New York City.
Yeah,
right.
Just big buildings. The only difference is you can't understand a sign in there. These guys drink so much coffee, it's ridiculous. There are vending machines all over the place that have 15 different coffee drinks in there. Some of them are cold, some of them are hot, and they down them in seconds.
That's what I love. I'd like this place, I think.
Yeah, and you'll like this even more. You go further down the street, and you'll see vending machines that vend beer.
Ooh. Oh, dude.
Right on the street, beer and sake.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, I had that sake before. I never really got into it.
Yeah.
There's different kinds. You got to try the sweet sake.
Ooh.
There's sweet sake?
Yeah. I tried sake once. It tasted like it came through somebody's sock.
Whack, whack.
Shut up, Bernard.
Yeah, there's two different kinds of sake. There's sweet and there's dry. You got to try the sweet. It goes down like water.
Gotcha.
And those people drink a lot. It was not uncommon to see one guy being dragged by his belt by his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Or sitting in the bushes, just, you know, getting his shit together.
Now, did anybody notice you?
No. I fit in.
You
like,
are Josh Gogan.
Yeah.
Funny guy. From North Carolina. Nothing like that?
That would have been nothing like that. Although, when we went to the Hiroshima, and went to the atomic bomb museum, I did get some strange looks.
Wow.
Nice.
The atomic bomb museum.
Right. Did you roll up in there and say, like, you guys deserved it?
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of my deal. I'm like, I'm walking through and there's all these school kids and they're kind of giving me these weird looks. And I'm like, excuse me, you guys started this. Don't tangle with the bull unless you want the horn.
Yeah, motherfucker. What up? Yeah. What up, school kids?
These colors don't run, bitches.
Proud to be an American.
Not up in here.
Yeah.
It was really weird walking through that museum, too, because you've seen all the destruction and stuff. And then they go, and then they show you some other shit, and you go like, wow, that's really cool.
Holy shit. Yeah. You probably walk around and go, you know what? We fucked your shit up.
Got owned.
Yeah.
They recover well, though. I'll tell you that much. That city was booming.
Wow! Wow! I can't believe they had. I can't believe they had a museum dedicated to that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they have to. It's you know.
It's what happened.
Their way of yeah, it happened, and it's their way of passing along the history. And but it bothered me because actually they didn't show the build up to it. It was just kind of like America dropped the bomb, and here's the devastation. But they never said we were assholes. And,
yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
Which, wow. There was a Korean guy who was in our group, and he actually felt the same way because his grandfather was captured by the Japanese and forced to fight for him. So he said, "Yeah, they wish they had said something like that." Let's not be a downer here.
Now, did they have like comedy clubs and shit over there? Or no.
No, they don't. They don't have like stand up comedy. They've got. You turn on the TV. Their TV's shit, by the way. But you turn on the TV. And their comedians are like Abbott and Costello routines. It's just two guys standing there talking.
Yeah.
But they don't have like a stand-up comic.
Right.
I wouldn't have had a shot.
Is it all like Americanized, kind of? Like everything's kind of like a parody of an American thing?
No, not really. They've got their own sort of style to everything. But, you know, all the shirts, though, like it's hard to find shirts that had Japanese writing on it. It was all English and it was all... You know, like everything would be right except for two letters would be screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have a clue. And you want to smack them.
Wow, but, look at that, man.
The toilet seats, though. Oh, man. Talk about innovation.
Really?
What's up with the toilet seats?
There's buttons on them.
Buttons?
Ooh, I like buttons.
You sit down, a little rush of water comes around.
Ooh.
And you do your business. Some of them have like little noisemakers in case you're going to be a little loud with it. You push a button, it makes running water or birds chirping.
Dude, that's great!
Yeah.
Karen's like, I need one!
Dude, how many times are you in a public bathroom
right.
and you got to take a massive dump, right?
Right.
But you're afraid of making that, you know, that
the
fucking
noise.
Sound, right?
Right, right. So that kind of covers
it.
So
you get a fucking muffler.
Wow.
That's great.
And their stall doors go all the way down. So you have even more privacy.
You know,
anyways.
You know, the next, actually, before you go on there, Joshy, the next time I go in a public bathroom, I'm hoping to have one of these toilet bowls with the button on it to play music and stuff, but I just want, like, a stand-up comedy routine from Scott Osechick, because I'm taking a bomb and he's bombing. That was a fucking long way for a shitty joke.
Wow, you really...
A long way.
There was multiple commas in that.
Plane crash on that one.
You don't take this whole penis in your mouth.
Come on, fella.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
You get done, you have a bidet, and then you have another button, which is like a laser beam jet of water that focus right on your hole and cleans it completely off.
Dude, this is amazing.
I know, I want one.
Yeah. And at first it's really weird, you know,
sure.
But by the end of the week you're loving it, you want to buy it for yourself. And then some of them have a blow dryer to dry you off when you're done.
Wow. Dude, what is going on with, how come we don't have this technology over here?
You can have it, my friend.
How much does a toilet like this cost?
Here it costs about $500.
$500 for one of these toilets.
I've looked it up, actually. They're about $1,200 here in the U.S.
Yeah, if you go to cleanbutt.com, you can find them for $500.
Stop it!
Cleanbutt.com.
That was a Gogan joke.
He looked into it, I'm thinking.
No, seriously, go to cleanbutt.com. Oh,
cleanbutt.com. Wow. And is this in like a public bathroom or is this like a private hotel?
Dude, it was everywhere. It was in the public bathrooms. It was in the hotels. It was in the house of the family that we stayed at. It was everywhere.
Wow.
And it's one of those things that you go, why don't we have that here? This is genius. We need to have this here.
Crazy Asians.
What is the porno industry like over there?
We went
to this one place that had, you know, it was like a creepy Walmart mall type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in and there's all these magazines, books, and then there's a back room. So we go in the back room and you see the porn, and the porn looks pretty normal, and you start walking by, and you start seeing, like, just fecal porn and all kinds of... Ugh. They're weird.
They're so weird, but they're going to put the mosaic out the cooch. Yeah. They got all this weird and stuff.
Yeah, Josh was saying that in the porno mags, they pixelate the vagina.
Yep.
Yeah. And I heard, we had talked to a Japanese guy, and we said, yeah, you're familiar with bukkake, right? And he sat for a moment, and he goes, oh, how do you know about bukkake? What somebody told me was that the Japanese porn industry thinks it's retarded that they have to pixelate the genitals. So they do the craziest, creepiest stuff and go, why is this okay, but we can't show a vagina?
Yeah.
Wow. Which makes sense, but do you have to go that far?
Yeah. Bukkake's kind of odd.
Yeah.
I just like my Asians in the schoolgirl outfits. That's all I ask for.
Wow. In Kyoto, we went to this thing called a hostess bar.
Ooh, what's that?
Which... usually these places have different tiers and different levels that cost different amounts of money. So we went to the first tier just to see what it was about. And I'm sure you've been to a strip club and sat there, and all of a sudden a girl comes over and sits down and says, hey, what's your name? Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to buy me a drink? And then right before she says, hey, you want to dance, she gets up and leaves. There, it costs $40 an hour to do that.
What?
What?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Before you even get the nookie?
There's no nothing.
Oh.
You just sit there and talk to him.
And it's $40.
And it's $40 an hour, huh?
Yeah, it's $40 an hour, and if you don't speak Japanese, it is the longest hour. Because you just sit there, you know, I like Toyota.
Yeah. Wow.
Godzilla?
Yeah, Godzilla.
You know Godzilla.
I'm trying to cure his alley because that's how he's
yeah.
chit-chat.
I'd be like Hideki Matsui.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone.
Godzilla. Anyone. Yeah. Come on. Godruru.
But we never made it up to the second or third level, which I hear is much more exciting. They actually touch you, from what I understand.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Didn't get to see it.
I don't even think you can get blue balls from that.
No, you can't. It's frustrating.
Yeah, that's terrible. Dude, what's going on over there?
You can go into a regular bar and have a girl ask you to buy her a drink.
Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun to me at all.
No.
And the way they put it is infuriating, because they go, can I have a drink? Would you mind if I add a drink? And I'm like, I don't give a shit. Drink whatever you want. You know, what do I care? And then she goes, well, what size can I have?
What?
And then it starts to register, oh, I'm
right.
buying you a drink.
Right.
You're going to have the smallest drink they have, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Where's the thimbles?
Yeah.
You're going to have some cunt on ice.
That's right. Where's the pipettes?
Yeah. Hoa. Wow, that's horrible, Josh.
Dude, it's that's horrible.
What are these places called?
Hostess bars.
Hostess bars.
I ain't going there.
It's weird. They like people pay to be entertained by other people there. Like that's what the geisha's all about. Is they pay hundreds of dollars an hour for that to just sit and eat and have some chick in crazy makeup entertain them, but not with like tricks or anything, but just talking.
Talking, small talk. You're paying for small talk.
Yes, you're paying for small talk.
It's horrible.
Wow.
And what do you do? I'm a student. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
$45, please.
Yeah.
Pay you.
I haven't heard that one before. Student, what happened? You took a little break and haven't gone back, but you're going to register in the spring? Is that what it is? Okay.
You owe me $45.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's horrible. But all in all, the trip went well, I guess.
Dude, all in all, it was a great trip, and I want to go back now.
Really?
Yeah, I want to go back and see a lot of things. But don't go. Go to if you're gonna go, you got to go to Kyoto, which is like the old capital, and there's you know it's got a lot of new buildings and everything, but it's not the New York City type place.
Mm-hmm.
It's got you know a lot of temples. It's got shrines. It's got you know houses and things that are built the old style Japanese architecture. So you really feel like. You know, you're learning something. You're seeing something.
Mm.
Hey, Josh, what's the time difference there?
13 hours.
Holy crap. That's almost like the next day.
Right now it's about 12 a.m., I think.
12 a.m. They're in the future over there.
No. That would be a half hour's difference. I'm an idiot. It would be noon over there right now.
Noon.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Man, they're noon tomorrow.
Yeah, you're an idiot, but we couldn't put that together.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe we should call them to see how their weather's like. Because it's you know, tomorrow.
Lotto numbers.
Yeah. What are the lotto numbers?
Yeah, did the Yankees win?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Phone's ringing. Ugh. Calling
is that
you.
Your stockbroker?
Yeah. Sell the show.
Am I bringing it down? Is that what that's about?
No. We wanted to ask you about Last Comic Standing, which premiered on the TV this week. And
I haven't watched.
As most people know, Josh auditioned for Last Comic Standing.
That's right.
And I actually didn't see it, but Ron saw it and he said that all the comics sucked.
They all did. Every one of them sucked. I watched the show. It was 2 hours long. I didn't laugh once.
And was it Bill Dwyer on it? Did I see him?
I don't. You know, I saw some people, and I kind of some did the girl does that Mr. Burns joke, and it's like whatever.
But like, yeah, Bill Dwyer, I've seen on like TV shows and shit like that. What the hell is he doing on?
Bill
there?
Dwyer, who the hell's that?
He was on that remember that show that they had like the little robots that like fought each other. It was on like Spike TV. He was on.
Oh yeah.
That kid who played Skippy on. Show.
Family Ties. There.
Family Ties?
Yeah.
Oh,
Skippy.
Fuck. Skippy's on Last Comic Standing?
He's on it? He made it?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think he made it, but I watched The Soup on Fridays, and they played his little clip.
Skippy got shined?
Yeah. I haven't seen the show, and I don't plan on watching it. But perhaps you guys might want to tape it.
Ooh.
And play some of these awful things for me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We could do that. When is it on?
It's on tonight, isn't it? Or tomorrow night?
It might be on now.
Oh, maybe we could like get in there and like make fun of them live.
No, yeah. It's 11:30. It's not on now.
No.
So, it's not a very good show.
So stupid.
Last Comic Standing, it's rigged.
Yeah. Is it... Like, I didn't see it, but was there anything edgy or anything that wasn't hacky?
No, it was brutal. It was all brutal. It was like, what's the deal with the losing a pair of socks?
Oh,
you know,
did they have like the housewife?
It was like all these people. They were like, oh, we want you to come back. They were terrible, terrible.
Ugh.
They had some guy who came and had a boombox with him.
What?
Yeah,
a boombox,
and he was like, and I have seen him in like 87 movies. Like, and you'll recognize him if you see him.
Yeah.
And he did, like, Call Us Mencia. That's what he did, basically.
He did his act?
He did his act, because this guy was, Latin, Puerto Rican, Spanish, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, okay, we're going to have you back.
He did Joe Rogan's act?
Yeah, it was terrible, man. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I was like, and the guys doing the judging wouldn't laugh. And then they'd go, okay, we'd like you to come back tonight. And they wouldn't laugh once.
Right.
Those guys are dicks, too. They just are such dicks.
There was a guy with Down syndrome on the
show?
There was
a guy with Down syndrome.
Oh.
Downer? One of the guys who does make it has cerebral palsy.
Yeah, that's what it was. The guy had cerebral palsy, yeah.
Well, that's a big difference from Down syndrome.
Yeah, and he I don't know. I couldn't even watch it. I was like, I can't watch a guy with cerebral palsy tell jokes.
What? No, just come on, that's hysterical.
Did he do like the whole thing where he just made fun of himself?
Nah, he was like, "Yeah, you have a girlfriend," you know, and they were like, you know?
"Bullshit!"
Yeah, and everybody laughed. You know, and I was like, "I can't watch this." You know, I was like, "This show has offended my taste," which is like so hard to do, but it did.
He didn't even mention the cerebral palsy.
No, he did in like the pre-interview, you know, and he's like, "Everybody think a guy with cerebral palsy, I can't be a comic."
And you're right.
They shouldn't have done that. They should have just acted like nothing was wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
That's the bit.
No, but they're gonna they're not gonna do that. And they're gonna play off of it. And I don't know. I was like,
no, I know. But for like the first few times you see him, don't mention it.
Right.
Let people think he's making fun of retarded people or making fun of people with cerebral palsy. Get all the letters flooding in, going, "This is so offensive." And then they go, "Surprise, he's a handicap."
Right. Well, he kept like pointing behind him. like while he was doing his act, I guess because, you know, his arm was freaking out on him.
It's doing its own bit.
Yeah, he was pointing behind him. And I'm like, is he doing that? Or like, I don't get it.
Maybe his arm was trying to drag him off stage.
Right. And I was like,
nice cheering.
I don't know. Joe. Yeah, maybe the arm had another appointment.
Let's go.
Yeah, I have a better idea. Let's not do this. Yeah. The arm's leading him off stage.
But I couldn't watch it. Way. I felt like I was like, if I laugh at the guy, I'm going to go to hell. So yeah. I can't watch it.
That's so
bad. You have to laugh at him. That's why he's on TV.
No, but I'm like, am I laughing because he's got a disability or am I laughing because he's funny? And I was starting to laugh because he was pointing behind him the whole time. And I'm like, I got to change it.
Now, this guy made it?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to watch. I got to watch this guy.
Yeah. Who cares so long as you're laughing?
Yeah.
I feel bad, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you go pay to see that guy, and all he does is want you to laugh and have a good time, who gives a shit if you're laughing at his material or if you're laughing at the freak show?
Oh, I guess. I'd feel better if he said that. You know, if he was like, listen, you can laugh at me because I got, like, parts of my body are doing their own thing. You know, and then I'd be like, okay, then I'll feel good about laughing because your arm is pointing the wrong way.
My arm wants to look around. Have fun with that.
Your arm doesn't want to be here right now.
It's possessed. You're like half the Exorcist, you know?
It's watching the Cubs game on the TV in the bar.
Yeah, your arm needs to go to the bathroom.
I gotta mention this real quick. Scott IM'd me. He's saying that Wilma Forey is way funnier than this guy Josh Blue, who we're talking about. They both got cerebral palsy, but Wilma Forey is a friend of ours. So
okay.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Him, yeah.
So there's two people on the show.
Can we get him on the show?
No, I don't think the other dude's on the show.
No, before he's not on the show, unfortunately.
We should try to get him on the show.
Who, the girl?
No, the guy that they're talking about.
The guy that they booted.
No, the guy that Josh just talked about. The comedian.
Yeah.
Let's try to get him on the show.
All right, I'm confused.
You want him?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can ask him if it's okay to make fun of him.
Yeah.
He's a sharp dude. He's quick, and if he gets drunk, you watch out.
Oh, let's do it.
I know. I think this might be fun.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, so we'll get that right. Going. We'll get that rolling.
Cool.
Get a guy with CP drunk on the phone.
Yeah.
Can't tell if it's slurred because he's drunk or handicapped.
We can have him run outside and scream fire.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Here comes the choo-choo train.
Choo-choo.
Peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut butter.
These are all stupid jokes that are making me laugh. I don't know why.
I'm disappointed, though. I was hoping for a Down syndrome comic. That would have been hysterical. You can't understand what he's saying because he can't get that around his tongue.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Josh, are you going to get back to work and start doing some stand-up comedy or what?
Yeah, this Wednesday through Saturday, I will be in the Knoxville Comedy Zone.
Really?
So, yeah, if you're in Knoxville and...
kicking ass.
Have free time. Come out and see me at the Knoxville Comedy Zone this Wednesday through Saturday. And God, I'm off with plugging.
Yeah. That's why I love
come see
guys,
me.
Though.
It'll be funny.
Bring the kids.
Guys are always so excited to plug their gigs.
Two for one drinks at the bar.
Balloons for mom.
Yeah.
Go there and buy drinks. That's all they give a shit about. You don't have to laugh when you buy drinks.
Don't laugh, just buy drinks.
I'm just there to waste time till you drank enough to pay your bill. That's all it is.
We love Josh Gogan.
Yeah, you gotta come up here, Josh. Get a show up here so we could party with you and have a hoot.
Have a hoot.
Well,
yes.
I was thinking there was gonna be, but something happened to that.
Yeah, what happened to the LunaticRadio.com comedy festival?
We don't have $1,000.
Yeah, you know what happened? The guy wanted a grand up front. That's what happened.
You know what? I think we can... I don't think we should give up on it, though. I think we can really...
I don't want to give up on it.
Yeah.
Don't give up on the idea, guys, because I really want to get up there again.
Believe me, I really
want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, we just want to make it worthwhile for you guys. You know, we don't want to put you in...
I don't want to get blown off like last time.
I think we could do it at, like, the Bellport, you know, Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll all just hang out in Central Park and just start throwing out jokes.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. Park bench.
Bring a camera. We'll make a bit out of it.
Yeah.
No, but we would love to do it. It's just a question of getting a decent place. You know, like I say, we could play in Bellport, you know, tomorrow if we wanted to set that up. But, you know, we don't want you to fucking do a stupid gig. We want a legit gig.
Yeah, we want a nice club. We want something like Governors.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of money.
Something to showcase the guys and have some good times.
Yeah.
So we got to work on
that. I appreciate that, but we're not egomaniacs here. We can play a bus stop if you want.
Nice.
All right, so we'll get the talks going again, Josh. You, yeah. Rory, Scott. We'll have a little powwow.
Yeah, just give us hope. That's all I want is hope. Yeah.
Hope. All right, we could do that.
We can always get off our asses and get a real radio gig, and
sure,
that'd be fun.
LOL.
Yeah. Well, I know, like the local VFW is pretty cheap.
Well, there you go.
No.
let's get some limbless guys in there. Hey, what are you in the wheelchair for? Bomb exploding your pants?
Oh, that one didn't go over too well. That one hit too close to home, buddy. All right, Josh.
You just made me spit my water up. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, Josh Gogan, everybody. MySpace.com/Josh Gogan. Have you updated the website yet?
Which website?
JoshGogan.com.
No, that is still in
ruin,
whatever you call it.
Right.
When
disarray?
MySpace.
Disarray, it's disassembled, it's not together, I don't know, and I don't care anymore. MySpace is where it's at.
Yeah, fuck everybody else. MySpace.com/Josh Gogan is the page to go to, everybody.
That reminds me, I got to just vent for 1 second. My buddy sent me a Gmail invitation, and so I go on to Gmail, and I want to register Josh Gogan at Gmail, and there's already a Josh Gogan at Gmail.
What?
Really?
And I'm like, what? Yeah. And then a day later, some kid who's 16, is also named Josh Gogan, messages me on MySpace, which is weird. So I ask him if he owns that, and he says no, which means there's three of us out there.
What the fuck?
Wow.
I'm going to have to start hunting heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be like the Terminator looking for Sarah Connor. You'll be going to be
like
knocking on doors. You'll be knocking on doors.
Like the Highlander. There can only be one Josh Gogan. Yeah,
that's right.
Josh Gogan.
Josh Gogan.
Yeah. Are you Josh Gogan?
I'm Josh Gogan.
Looking for Sarah Connor.
Yeah. Josh Gogan.
I'm Sarah Connor. Phone books.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you just stalk people and everything, you know.
So we'll mail bomb joshgogan@gmail.com.
Yeah, let's mail bomb that guy.
Yeah.
joshgogan@gmail.com. Send him nasty emails.
Yeah. Say he's not funny.
Yeah, you're not funny. You're a hack. Say he's a hack.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
We will do that.
Yep.
JoshGogan.com is the website. MySpace.com/Josh Gogan. Yes. Josh is a funny guy.
Yes. We love Scott.
He just said we love Scott. All right, Josh.
All right, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, see you later.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Later.
Josh Gogan, everybody. Funny guy.
I want to see if that one went by unheard.
Hey, listen, I just got to say something. Like, does it stink in here?
I think somebody farted.
Did somebody been farting?
No.
I haven't farted. Have you farted?
I haven't farted.
Does it come in like waves?
I might have farted.
I just noticed it now. But something smells like dead air in here.
I've heard like those three waves that came by already.
All right.
And
I just noticed it like 2 seconds ago. Have you been farting?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, come on. All right. You might. Stupid. All right. Is that, that's tantamount to yes.
Yeah.
That I have been farting.
I don't know. So
no, I mean, I'm like, okay, you've been farting as long as like nothing's dead around here or something's on fire. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because when I got up to kind of move closer to the computer to see what something on the computer.
Maybe
and I was
rocket
like,
farted.
No, because it came like this way. Like it's coming this way.
Coming from my end.
Yes, it's coming from your end. All right.
I'm a goober. All right, everybody. All right, everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll lunaticradio.com show. We got a drunk calls and some other shit. So we'll be back.
Great.
All right. Stick around, kids.
This is Simon from New York City. Just leaving a sweet 16 with us. I am lunaticradio.com.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. And I'm feeling very gassy. Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish, who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends and she has, like, right. low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
It's Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com saved me from a gay stalker. I am Scott Osagic.
.com.
Rob Zombie.
What's up, new album?
Yeah.
The American
Witch. Yeah.
Ow.
Rob Zombie, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody kicking ass and taking name. Thanks to all the kids. Young kids. The young little go-getters in the chat room on their webcams and stuff. Checking out the live broadcast. Love y'all, all right?
Yeah.
Love y'all.
Y'all.
You know how we been doing this thing called the obscure noises in porno?
Sure.
It's when you know, you watch a porno and you all of a sudden, like, a siren comes out of nowhere. It's a noise that shouldn't be in the porno. You know, like for example, this one. Here's a clip of two chicks banging a guy in an apartment, and all of a sudden an ambulance drives by.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Apparently, there's a five alarm fire somewhere. You did hear me? All right, so there you go. That's the example. One of our buddies, one of our listeners there, Chem God from North Carolina, sent in three examples of an obscure noise in porn. Now, this first example is of two people banging in a hospital. And, yeah, here we go.
Kid?
Yep. Apparently they're banging in the kiddie ward. Will the new kids come? Oh, Jesus. There's something wrong about that.
Everything.
Alright.
Sounds like she's getting fucked on bubble wrap. It's like,
no, it's that paper that's off the other.
Oh, okay, because I was like, there's all kinds of cracking going on.
That roll paper?
Oh, yeah, she's on that roll paper?
Yeah. That would be annoying, I think.
How did you get off on this?
I don't know.
And yeah. Just to fill people in, the video itself is like kind of like a secret camera, so it's through like a vent grate. Right. So you can't even really see too much.
I don't know.
It's really pointless.
Dude, that crackling would get me. I'd go nuts after a while. I can't have that.
I would just be yelling, can somebody shut that kid up? It's killing me.
Yeah, that would just ruin it.
All right.
That's like predicting the future right there.
It sounds. I'll make him one of them screaming things.
One of those yelling thingies.
Yeah.
We're gonna have one of those.
Alright, so there's a screaming kid in the back. Alright, wow. This next one just is labeled squishy.
Okay.
Ew.
The fuck?
Dude, what is making that squishy sound?
I don't know. What? You saw the clip, right?
Yeah. That's her vag.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that's not that obscure, is it? It's just messy.
Well, yeah. Right, yeah.
That should be there.
What? Like, what does he got? The microphone, like, right up there?
Like, they got the boom mic right up in there.
That sounds very close.
It's not a proper sound, though.
Yeah, that just doesn't fall into the category. That one doesn't work. This next one is labeled, well, this kind of gives it away, tripod knocked over. I guess it's obscure. Wait, that's funny. We gotta hear that. There it comes. All right, yeah, that's, good job, Chem God.
That's funny.
I want to thank Chem God for that, man.
Yes.
He actually mailed in the DVDs.
Wow.
for those three little clips. That's pretty cool.
That shit's funny. I love that one.
There you go.
And like you see, I saw the clip. You actually like see the guy. He's going, ooh. He made the face like, shit. He's picking up the tripod. Right.
He's banging a chick. He knocked over the tripod.
No, it was a stagehand. It wasn't the guy banging.
Oh, really?
It's a stagehand that knocked over the tripod.
That kid got fired.
Yeah, you're gone. Just walk out.
Goodbye.
Later.
Later.
Eyes to the door. Eyes to the door. Tap tap tap.
Tap tap tap. Does anyone like? Do we ever explain the foot tap? Like what that was all about?
Yeah, we did that.
Explain
yeah,
it again, Ron. Because
yeah, yeah,
I don't
for
know.
The new listeners.
The when you're leaving the bed, right? And as you're walking past the person that you just slept with and you're leaving, you give the, you know, because they're in the bed and their feet are at the end of the bed. So as you're leaving the room, you tap the foot three times and go, I'll see you later. Tap, tap, tap. You know, that's the foot tap.
Right.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
So that's like, you know, when you're going and you don't want to like make a big issue out of leaving, you do see you later.
And you tap your foot against their foot?
No, you tap your hand, you tap their foot. You tap like their big toe.
Ah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you sit there and you're like, I'll see you later. Tap, tap, tap.
Okay.
You know, the foot tap.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you don't want to be too...
Yeah. Like the
you don't want to give her a kiss.
Right.
You just want to be like, all right, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, tap, tap, right.
See you later.
You know, the foot tap.
Thanks for the fucking...
Yeah.
I'm out.
Later.
Basically.
All right. Well, I did have a weird dream that I wanted to talk about, but I don't know if I should go there.
Why not? Let's go. Come on.
I had a dream that I was an American Idol contestant, and I was staying in an American Idol type of dorm place where all the contestants stayed.
What?
And for some reason, I was the roommate of Catherine McPhee, and I completely, in a really dirty way, banged her. I'm gonna love you. It was really weird. Like nobody's like we were sleeping in a dorm. It was very one of those vivid dreams you have.
It was like a foggy room. Like,
no, it was like a dorm room. You know, you picture a dorm room where your roommate's bed's on the other side, okay. Your bed's on this side.
All right.
So I'm like laying in my bed thinking of idle dreams. And Catherine's in the other bed and she's just like, yeah, come on over.
Really?
So I did some like weird like snake move where I got out of my bed and I like slithered. I was like slithering across the floor, like right. On my stomach.
Okay.
And I like slithered up into her bed like a snake would, I guess.
Okay.
And I just completely just started banging her.
Really? You were banging her?
And it got to the point where I tried to, you ever like get one of them like horseshoe bones, you know those things, the wishbone?
Wishbone. Sure.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to do that to her legs. It got violent. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I got no idea.
And then about like halfway through the banging session,
yeah,
the dream turned into like it went back to like the old days when I was like 16, and my father walked in the room. And I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
It was just got really weird. And I don't even watch I don't even watch American Idol.
My dad walked in the room and then it just got really, really weird.
I'd say.
No.
Yeah. You think?
Maybe.
He gave like those Don Knotts eyes, you know, from like Three's Company.
Yeah.
Really big eyes. Like he didn't know what he was seeing. Like, he didn't want to see his son banging the American Idol contestant.
Dude, your dad, this is coming from your dad who thinks, like, Sports Illustrated is too racy.
Right. And he just left. Like, he opened the door, went, and left. And I kept on banging Catherine McPhee from American Idol. And apparently I was American Idol contestant in my dream.
Sweet. Did you win?
No, but I ended up banging Catherine McPhee.
What song did you sing? What's new, Pussycat?
Oh, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. So that was just like a sidebar thing.
Yo,
wow. I guess we should start doing the drunk calls.
Yeah, everyone is keep on. Where's the drunk?
Like, it's like the listener's favorite part of the show.
Where's
we just do
the
drunk
calls.
So we will begin them because there's a you know, you guys are starting to ruin the drunk call hotline because we're getting so many of them.
How do they know who else is sending in?
I don't know.
So they don't. So they're not ruining
the popularity of the bit. Is
but that's a good thing.
It's growing.
It's, you know, no. You know what the problem is? You have to do work. That's the issue.
That's not the issue.
Well, they don't know who's sending in.
The more that come in, I can't do 3 hours of drunk calls.
Right. So you have to do work and weed out the ones and only get the best.
That's what I've been doing.
Right.
But I end up always inevitably end up with like 15 or 20 of them.
All right, so what?
All right, here we go. I'm not complaining.
You're complaining. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Both of you, shut up.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Macman, here we go.
Hey, yo, dipshits, what's up? This is Macman. I just want to let you know, man, Laguna Beach, Laguna Beach. Fucking Macman, Laguna Beach, Jimmy Blowjob, what you gonna do, dude? I'm sitting here with the deuce, fucking kicking it live, fucking jamming out some goddamn wicked jams. I just wanted everybody to give a... give our motherfuckers a fucking shout out, man. Everybody say what's up.
Whoa! What a crew.
All there right. Good for him.
Man.
Laguna Beach. I actually watched that show for the first time ever.
Laguna Beach.
Fat Kev's drunk hole from a year ago has legs.
Yeah.
Here it is. Hold on.
Laguna Beach. Fat Kev, Laguna Beach. Jenny Blowjob. What are you going to do, dude?
What are you going to do, dude?
Yeah. And you know what the thing is? That's really how Kevin talks.
Like doo-doo.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, dude?
That's like if you hang out with Kevin for any period of time, that's how he talks. What are you going to do, dude?
Dude, it's Fat Kev, man, playing golf tomorrow. Yeah. What time you getting up?
Dude.
Got to be there. What time you getting up?
Dude.
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 Dude. Dude, I had too many Coors Lights last night. I didn't make my tea time, dude.
Whoa.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Yeah. So do you, Kev.
Wait. Ronnie Bean is fucking huge cock.
That guy,
so
that was his,
good.
That was like, he just did Kevin's phone call.
He did.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you gonna do, dude?
Yeah.
Jenny Blowjob, dude.
I didn't realize that.
All right, here we go.
Fat Kev is famous, he doesn't even know it.
NorCal James from somewhere.
Hey, this is NorCal James, and I'm in NorCal, home of the gayest people on earth. Karen, you should come visit.
Oh!
And,
singer!
So I have somebody that's been talking about Ronnie Bean's dick all night long.
What? Wait, what?
So,
time out!
What?
All right, he's hanging out with a dude in Northern
go
California.
Go back, please.
He's hanging out. You want to play it again?
Yes.
Hey, this is NorCal James, and I'm in NorCal, home of the gayest people on earth. Karen, you should come visit. And here I have somebody that's been talking about Ronnie Bean's dick all night long.
Comments, what? Ronnie.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? Baking what? Powder?
Yeah.
Your cock was the conversation topic.
That's an icebreaker.
What?
Your cock is an icebreaker.
Well, you know, if I'm, you know.
It is pretty heavy.
Yeah. You know, if I really had to, I suppose. It'd hurt a little bit, but, you know, proceed.
So, here it was. I was shopping for Versace bags, and lo and behold, they found one. Oh my god, it was fabulous. Sometimes I was just, you know...
What are you doing, dude?
Dude! Yay, dude!
Wow.
Anyway, Karen, he was asking for your number, Karen.
So, I don't know. Give me a call back, and I'll give it to him if you want.
What?
Anyway, this is NorCal James, and I am a radio.
All right, there's actually another phone call in this batch of phone calls that some dude just like wants to bang me in the ass.
What? We got some gay listeners, which is okay, but
it is fucked up. This gay joke has gone a little too far.
Wait, that wasn't some guy pretending like he was talking like that?
I don't know. I think it was a guy trying doing a little bit, but then he like got nervous or something. All right, this is Ray Ray from Richmond, Virginia. Here we go.
Yo, stop. This is Ray from Richmond again. Fucking 3 o'clock on
Saturday. It's fucking 3 o'clock.
Get stuck.
Saturday in the afternoon, fucking hammered, drank a nice bottle of tequila. Fucking bullshit.
Wow, I got like Fat Kev Jr.
This guy's legit drunk.
Fat Kev Jr.
Hey, Ronnie Beads.
See?
I just wanted to say, what's up? I don't.
What the hell?
Riley Bays.
Did Fat Kev like move to Richmond?
Yeah, Fat Kev moved to Richmond and changed his name to Rayway.
Yeah.
Riley Bays. I just wanted to say. That's it.
I bet he was like, it's 3 p.m. and I'm hammered.
Yeah. All right. The next one is from Ryan Hall. Now, I believe Ryan Hall was with Fat Kev, and yeah, we'll just play it.
All right, you fuck, RCJ. It's like 2 a.m.
This is RCJ. Sorry.
Sitting on the back porch up in Tampa, smoking some weed. My girlfriend Kira and her former roommate Amy. As she just said, hold on, time out. Say it again. Say it again.
Ana Maria.
Santa Maria. Okay. So, and Amy, excuse me, Anna Maria is from New York. Where at? Elmira.
Oh, what's way of
saying? Elmira. Okay.
I'm with
Telemundo ladies, guys. And it's, yeah. So, all right, so hold on.
I'm dropping the hammer.
No, you're not.
Somebody's gonna talk to him.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Hello?
Anybody?
They're scared of an answering machine. It's terrible. Never known anybody be scared of an answering machine here.
Really long
mm-hmm. Race cool. Card Johnny.
Hello, right, buddy.
They're scared of the answering machine. They don't understand the drunk hotline. It seems to go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But all right. If you're not going to talk.
All right. What was that?
Wow.
All right.
Whoa.
All right, let's pick up the bit again. Ryan Hall now, everybody. Here we go.
Yo, this is Ryan Hall. H-U-L-L. I'm partying with Fat Kev. We're playing some beer pong. You know, he sucks. Mesa, Arizona. We're from here. We're burning up. It's 120 degrees. Just chilling. Wanted to shout it out to New York City. Peace.
All right. That was Ryan Hall hanging out with Fat Kev playing beer pong. And here is another kid that was hanging out with Ryan Hall and Fat Kev. This guy describes how Fat Kev is a cheater at beer pong.
Yeah, what's up? This is Heavy C. I'm hanging out with Fat Kev. Let me tell you something. I'm playing a game, beer pong. You guys are all very familiar with the game of beer pong. You got a ping pong ball, you drop it in glasses, right? Well, this cocksucker, Fat Kev...
Fat Kev don't suck cock.
Playing at his house. We're having a little party. It's a golf party. You know, we're all in the golf business. Blah, 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 blah. So, we got a rule that says the elbow doesn't go over the back line. That's the rule. Elbows can't go over the back line. We all abide by that. Oh, not Fat Kev. He tells me it's house rules. House owner can do that. I'm out $40 to the cock.
Fat Kev says house rules. Fat Kev can do whatever. Sucker. Fat Kev's elbows go where Fat Kev elbows want to go.
Fat Kev wins even if he loses.
$40.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
I mean, we protest. He shoots one. We're down like 7-4. He shoots one from half court. We're shooting full quarters. Oh, not Fat Kev, because he owns the place. Tells me it's $275,000 if I want to shoot half-court shots.
That's Kev.
Yeah, that's absolutely, Kev. Yeah. That's Kev. You pay $275,000 for a house, you can make your own rules.
Give me a Coors Light, fatso.
Yeah. When we go to your house, you can make whatever rules. Oh, wait, you don't have a house.
This is Fat Kev's casa, yeah. De casa.
Fat Kev has a mansion, so Fat Kev's rules.
This is casa de Fat Kev.
His house. I know that you know Fat Kev, and I'm fed up. I'm here with Rai Rai. He called earlier. We're sitting outside now. I'm just, you know, trying to cool my jets. I mean, I just lost $20 to a guy who's cheating by half the field. I mean, we're talking professional beer pong. You know, professional means you're playing for money, right? You're making a living. I'm playing beer pong for $20 a head, and I got a guy who's cheating and playing half field. That's like, I don't know what that's like. But, yep, hello? Hold on a second. I'm still trying to explain this here. That's like playing, you know, if Reggie Bush gets the ball, he gets to play on the 50, you know, if you're playing at USC. That's some horse shit. That's like playing against the New York Knicks. Well, I guess period, because that's kind of a gimme. But that was a bad analogy. I'm sorry. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is Fat Kev is a piece of shit. No, I mean, granted, he gives great head. Other than that, he's a cheating, no good scoundrel. That's about it, to be honest with you. Fucking beer pong, and he's shooting half quarters and taking championships and taking $20 off a low life minimum wage fuckers like myself. Well, this is Big C.
He just called himself Big C.
I'm going to hand you over to, what's your name?
I'm Ryan.
I got a buddy here named Ryan. Apparently he works with Kevin, and he's got something to say.
Alright.
Hold on a second here. Thank you.
Alright.
Yeah, so me and Fat Kev, we're on the same team, and Big C is all pissed off because he lost. I mean,
Big C.
Heavy C. Excuse me. Excuse me, Heavy C. So anyway, he's all pissed off, and he's giving these analogies like Reggie Bush on the 50-yard line, which is ridiculous. Because, hey, you know what? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what Bo Jackson said in 1964.
Jesus.
He was playing with the...
All right.
When he was playing Little League. When he was playing Little League, he said to his coach, hey, coach, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, all right? All right? I won $40 out of the fish. Hey. Hey, it's not a protest, but you know what? I'm the motherfucking protest.
Wow.
You know what? I wish we could like have these guys' numbers so we can send them like a drunk dial back.
Yeah.
And then you just be like, dude, wah. You know, it's $20. Shut the fuck up. You yeah. know?
Fat Kev makes the rules.
Yeah, right. Wah.
You play with Fat Kev, you listen to Fat Kev.
Bottom line is, like, what in the world would possess you to play any drinking games with Fat Kev?
Don't play anything with Fat Kev.
Yeah, come on. Like, that's like, you know, like trying to outdrug like Keith Richards, you know? Like, listen, you're not going to do lines with guys like Keith Richards because they've been doing it all their life.
They're lucky Fat Kev didn't break out the line last night. Which one of you guys is banging Fat Kev tonight?
That's ridiculous. Wah. I lost $20.
All right. We're moving on to A Money. A Money.
Oh, man. This is A Money. We're having the circle jerk over at this place. I'm fucking, like, wasted. I'm just, like, the way playing your dad. I just wanna go home, but I can't.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh, they're, like, raping me. Hey, what's up? What happened to me?
yo, this be Jamal. Holla at me, son. That's crazy. This is everywhere. This is coming.
Alright, is this guy having anal sex?
Is he having sex?
Yeah. I think so.
You know how we do. Holla at me, tell me, let me holla at me. Okay, I want to stick my wiener in your buns, though.
See, he just said he wanted to stick his wiener in my buns.
Wow. That guy. He's not talking about you, is he? He's talking about the girl he's with, right?
I hope not.
Cause a little eruption. Oh, man. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No rods,
I'm
curious.
I'm like, hi, I'm that 40, I'm just smoking that bro. I mean, it's Pretendo, but still. Oh, man. Oh, man, I don't know what it'd be.
Did he just say Pretendo?
Oh, I thought he said, I thought it was Nintendo.
I don't know, dude. This is like the most bizarre drunk call ever.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't know. I told you that out here. I don't even know what to do. It's crazy. Like, right now, I could be like, oh, man. My kid's Randy Johnson fucking on the noodle.
What?
Oh, me, my boy, Jamal Smith. Oh, baby, I could deal with fuckers all night long.
Dude, I think these are two guys having, like, butt sex.
Oh, she gets crab and I eat that pubic lice up. Oh, so good.
Okay, stick that herpes in my mouth. All over me. I let your boy. I want to throw the ass. That's how it's
I'm not up. Hollering at any boys.
When did the drunk holes go gay?
Wow.
When did we turn this to the gay call line?
That is bizarre.
Holy
I don't. You know what? I think the best, like, the less said about that drunk call, the better. Uh-huh. We just let it go. You know, let it go.
You know what I'm saying? We'll just put my hot dog
no,
in
no, no, dude, Karen, don't get into it. Just let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Yep.
The next two are labeled Hobbs, but I might have fucked this up. Here is Hobbs, I believe.
Hey, guys, this is Hobbs. I'm not drunk, but I'm a little loopy from the drugs because I woke up today about a half an hour ago. It's 6:30 p.m. I woke up today because I had a show last night, and I had to take two pills instead of just one. Yeah, I had a show last night, and it was cool. I didn't do anything that I said I would do last week. But I'll tell you one thing. Some chicks were licking my tie, and it rocked. The show rocked. And Tuesday, I get to play with Nonpoint.
Nonpoint.
And cigarettes taste good. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing, though. I sent one girl. I bet you I sent one girl home. Actually, no. This one girl who was licking my tie, she got hit, smacked by her boyfriend. And the one-armed father kicked his ass.
I lost the audio feed there. All right, here we go.
Here we go. It's Dom's Beer Wizard. And this is my friend Nick's bachelor party, and we're hanging. And I'm Freelander, and his shoes are here, and here's Nick. He's going to say something stupid.
I enjoy touching puppies inappropriately with no pants on. Thank you.
What's going on?
Here's my brother Mike. Hang on. Fox.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just taking care of John here. So, yep. We're just going to load him up in the car here.
We're going to put the wizard in the suitcase and take him home.
Come out into the country and leave him out there.
Okay.
What's
happening? And
don't know.
Don made an agreement that when we do the November bar night up there, we're all going to chip in on a limo. It'll cost us, I don't know, like how many people are there, but we're speaking like $100 each, maybe a bit more tip. But it'll get us all over Manhattan because we're going to be stoned out of our guts.
All right.
Later.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Well, sure. All right.
We're slacking on the...
What's going on, kids?
We had the A-Money one, and we had the Hobbs one, which... cut out halfway through. And then we had that one that kind of bombed. So
we're going to need something to pick it up, right?
We have four drunk calls that might pick it up.
Ooh.
These are good ones.
What are you doing, Ron?
I've somebody, listened.
All right. Somebody sent me some multimedia messages.
Right.
And because I'm an idiot, I deleted both of them.
Are you guys getting text messages?
Well, I was getting a call during the show from someone who knows I'm doing the show right
first
now.
Of all, like anybody who knows me, like knows that I like when it comes to that sort of shit, I don't have a clue what the fuck I'm doing.
Button?
Yeah.
Where's the any key?
So I'm sitting there, I'm like a multimedia message. What the fuck? So all right, so I get it. It's a local, it's a 631 number, so it's somewhere in the county.
Right.
Right? And somehow I deleted both of them. By accident. So
right. I think Pam was sending you booby pictures.
Please send them again.
Resend. Hit the resend button. For
please
love
send
of God.
Them again.
Hit resend.
Yeah, because I'm a moron. And I'll figure out how to do it.
You know, Ron, they make now like different types of phones now. They have like, as far as like how well you work with technology,
right.
They have like simple phones that are just like one giant red button and one giant green button.
That's what I need.
And just like the numbers.
Dude, I just started figuring out how to like text message like 3 months ago. Right? And now I'm like, multimedia message. And I'm like, somebody sent me a picture. Right? So I'm like, okay. So I'm looking and I'm like, you know, I'm trying to go through it. And both times I thought I hit download and instead it deleted them. So now they're gone. And I'm very disappointed.
Well, whoever that is, send it again.
Yeah, please send it again because I'm an idiot when
Rock,
it comes to this sort of thing.
Do we have another break?
No, we don't. We could just repeat one.
Can we repeat? Because I don't have any time to do the... I got to play these LK and Jedi.
Definitely. That's our big setup.
These are great, dude.
Yeah.
We'll play a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
This is Scotsman, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
You've heard them on the show with their song, Hate This Place.
Hate this place!
Connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mmsolution.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/9mmsolution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mmsolution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kieran again. We have this thing called the MySpace, right? We talk about it on the show all the time, called the MySpace.
Do you check out the MySpace sites of young women?
Well, it's actually MySpace, and we have a page, so check us out. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out. We have some updated clips, all sorts of what-have-yous, as Rocket would say. So MySpace.com/LunaticRadio is the page. Check us out. And as Jenny Blowjob would say...
And if you're a whore, be our friend.
Right.
MySpace.com/LunaticRadio is the page. Check us out later. Bye.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
This is our bumper music.
Well, all right.
Baptized by Fire. Jesse Blaze. This is Dee Schneider's son.
Oh,
remember Dee Schneider from Twisted Sister?
Sure.
My brother-in-law met Dee Schneider at some kind of bike rally.
Jesse Blaze is coming on the show, I think.
Really?
So there you go. By the way, Tara Patrick on the cover of FHM this month. Very nice. She has the greatest set of fun bags I've seen this side of Funland. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Tara Patrick and FHM, very hot. Go check it out. We're getting to the drunk calls. LKN Jedi, one of our buddies there. One of our listeners from North Carolina. I don't really know the kid, so can't say him he's a buddy, but he's a good listener, and he does some funny stuff with the Drunk Call Hotline. And he called in this week and had some good stuff to go in, so let's get right into it. Here we go. LKN Jedi from this weekend.
Hey, Kieran, Rocket, Beans, this is the LKN Jedi. Nope. I'm at a little pool party, and my buddy's dad is here, fucking trash. And I'm going to put him on the phone. The premise is that I'm actually going to tell him that it is a girl's voicemail, and he's going to talk dirty, and hopefully this will be fucking funny. We'll see.
Hey, Scott. Scott. That I have adulting,
real quick, talk dirty to this girl.
Okay, I will.
No.
Okay.
No,
of course, I got to hang up. He wants me to talk dirty to a woman on the phone. Hold on. I'll see you later. Bye.
Tell her how you feel.
Hey, baby. Who is this?
John's voicemail.
This is the cock master.
Oh, I'm the gatekeeper.
Where you at, girl?
Voicemail.
Bring your ass over here. Bring it over to the party. We're by the pool. We're by the lake. I got plenty of...
Is it the lake or the pool?
Tiger pills, and I will fuck you like you ain't never been fucked in your whole life. So bring your pussy over here, girl.
Wow. Bring the pussy
that is
over.
My buddy's drunk ass dad. I hope he enjoyed it.
Bring the pussy over.
Dude, had authority. You know what? After listening to that, how do you not go over there?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's
such a nice invite.
Yeah, really. That's as good as it gets.
Right, I'm going to call chicks and tell them to bring the pussy over.
Yeah. And then call myself the cockmaster.
Yes. Hey, girl, it's the cockmaster. Yeah. I hear you're the gatekeeper.
How about in the background, you kept hearing a guy go, it's voicemail. It's voicemail. Yeah. It's voicemail.
Why ain't nobody talking?
Yeah, what's your name, girl?
Voicemail. I've been talking for 5 minutes. You say something.
Yeah, it's voicemail.
I don't know about her. She seems kind of quiet.
Yeah, it's voicemail.
What are you, shy? Bring the pussy over.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what? You want to be quiet when we're having sex with the cockmaster? That's fine.
That's fine.
Voicemail.
You don't have to say nothing.
Usually, I club my girls with the brick to shut them up. Yeah. But
you're one of those quiet ones.
Yeah. Since you're so quiet, I don't have to hit you.
Shy girl. Yeah, she's shy. All right. You won't be so shy when the cockmaster's swinging his thing in front of you.
It's voicemail.
Swinging it, baby. Swinging it.
Let me tell you, my dick has a cape.
Yeah, it's voicemail.
My dick has a cape? That's good! That's radio gold!
All right, more from the cockmaster, I believe.
Hey, Kieran, this is the LK and Jedi again. I've got a personal message from you. I'm sorry, for you. And I am drunk, by the way, but I got that guy's dad right here, and he's going to leave you another message. Again, it's like a hot chick. All right, hold on. Leave her.
Oh, it cut off.
No. There's a pause.
No, it did cut off.
Oh.
Ah, that was it. All right, that was a screw up. All right, moving on.
Hey, Kieran, this is the LK and Jedi again. I'm going to, the guy fucked up the message, but I'm going to put him on. He thinks you're a hot chick, and here we go. All
right. Oh, this is great. So the guy thinks I'm a girl, and he's going to use my name.
He's going to cockmaster you.
Oh, it's Kieran again. Her voicemail. Don't push
hey, Kieran, how you doing? Sugar. You need to come to Justin's apartment tonight.
What are you
gonna do? There's a big dick daddy from Cincinnati up here.
It's big dick daddy from Cincinnati. Woohoo!
Big dick from Cincy.
Wow.
Big
dick. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I've got plenty of Viagra.
Viagra.
I might be a little on the old side, but I want to hear about this sweet pussy of yours. I'd like to taste it, put it all around my lips, and then I'd like to fuck the shit out of it.
Joy.
Nice.
Hey, Karen wins.
Karen, what?
Her name's Karen. Tell her Karen wins.
Karen wins. Karen wins. You win. Okay. Bring that pussy up here, girl. Bring it, girl.
Hey, ding, ding.
Fuck. Wait. Before we hang up. Scotty, before we hang up. Can you do one thing? Say lunaticradio.com. I don't think so.
Lunaticradio.com.
For real. No, this ain't no lunaticradio.com. This is Scott Frazier, Justin Frazier's daddy.
He must be very proud.
Yeah, that's my daddy.
Yeah, who is Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati?
You win!
Hey, this is your dad, Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati.
Does that get you out of, like, tickets and shit?
Get you to clubs. Yeah.
Sir, you were speeding 85 and 55. Pardon me, but my dad is Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. Oh, sorry.
Go on.
Say hi to Big Richard for me.
Hey.
Move along.
Good.
Have a good day.
Did you remember to bring the pussy over?
Yeah.
If you come to his apartment, I will fuck the damn dog shit out of you, girl. Oh, my God. That is fucking classic.
chicken, I guess.
I'll fuck the dog shit out of you.
Yowza.
That's wow. Hot.
Jedi, professional drunk caller. Everyone needs to take notes from him.
Yeah,
he
please.
Needs to write a book.
Please.
Write a book, How to Send Drunk Calls.
Take notes from Jedi. He's
please.
Doing a great
feel free.
Job.
Big Dick Daddy.
I believe we have one more from Big Dick Daddy. I think.
Okay, this is Elkie and Jedi one more time. I've got my boy's drunk dad out here one more time. And, holy shit. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? And I want to get him to say some funny shit before he gets home. Like, his, honestly, the guy is like 45. His 80-year-old mother is coming to pick him up because he's drunk. God, dude.
Wow, that alone.
What? The 80-year-old mom's coming. My, I need you to come. I need you to come pick me up.
I need to get my hearing aid.
You need to get your ass in the car and come pick me up because I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Get dressed. The hips going again.
Mom, I'm drunk. I'm drunk. You need to come pick me up, Mom.
Hey, Mama. This is Big Dick Daddy. Big Dick Daddy need a ride home.
Get your walker. Get your walker.
Hey, Mama. Just say Big Dick Daddy gets me off.
Get your walker. Get it. Get in the Winnebago. And come pick me up. You know,
I reckon I need to go home.
Yeah.
Can you wait a little bit? I'm a little constipated right now.
I reckon you need to come pick me up. Move to Studebaker. Move to Studebaker out the driveway. Move to Studebaker and get in the truck. You know, use the truck. Use the truck. You need to come pick me up because I'm drunk. I reckon you need to come drunk.
I'm drunk.
You gotta say. About the fucking girl that's going to come fuck me tonight. Oh, she's missing something. That's called me. What are you, though?
Too damn bad.
Yeah, tomorrow night will be a good night. What about tonight? Would you fuck some pussy tonight, maybe? Oh, hell yeah. Tell us. Hey, girl. Are you on here? This is a goddamn voicemail.
It's a voicemail.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, what? Hey, Scott, have you ever heard of lunaticradio.com?
I don't even want to hear that shit.
Have you ever heard of lunaticradio.com?
Talks better than that.
Have you ever heard of lunaticradio.com?
No, kiss my ass.
It's a really cool radio show out of New York. Have you ever heard of it?
Blah, blah, blah.
That's our show!
That's us! How about that?
He listened.
He captured it. Blah, blah, blah. Lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, blah, blah. My mom's coming to pick me up.
Yeah. Would you ever listen to it, or maybe...
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
So, it's a bunch of fags.
Have you heard of Rocket?
Man, I'm busy.
What do you have to say about Rocket sideburns?
I don't know anything about that shit.
Have you ever seen a guy with, like, really awesome sideburns?
Ooh, they're awesome. Thank
you. Have you ever been jealous of a guy's sideburns?
Get away from me.
What about Kieran? What do you think about Kieran McCann?
I think you should get away from me. Seriously.
Really?
He's getting all pissed off.
He's freaking out.
He knows that LKN's fucking with him.
Yeah. Are you going to beat my ass?
Well, you're going to get catfaced, man.
I'm going to get catfaced.
Get the hell away from me.
Fucking awesome, dude. No, like,
Get away. Get this shit away from me.
Have you heard of... Yeah, tell the birdie to get away from, yeah, whatever he said.
Nice.
Ronnie Beans, like, he likes white caffeine.
DJ. You're a fucking bitch.
Hey, have you heard of the LK and Jedi? What do you think about that?
I'll tell you what I think about you, BJ.
What do we got here? We got like a...
Yeah, the drunk guy's got like a little toy that like repeats what you say. You kind of talk into it and it repeats what you say, like a different voice.
Oh.
It's like a stupid gag toy.
All right.
Is this the fucking toy parrot? Holy Christ.
They don't call it fucking BJ for nothing.
It's a fucking toy parrot. Holy Christ, that's awesome.
That's okay, but you know what? You get the goddamn message, don't you, fucking bitch.
That's a fucking toy parrot. Holy Christ, that is insane. Oh my god. Hey, let me see the parrot. Let me see the parrot. I'm grabbing the parrot. Hold on. I'm grabbing the parrot. LunaticRadio.com, bitch.
LunaticRadio.com, bitch. How do you fucking turn this piece of shit on? How do you turn this shit on?
Man, you gotta hit that button to the left.
Where's the button on the left, man?
Big Dick helping out.
Yeah, hit it, man. I'm gonna
hit it. To the left.
LunaticRadio.com, bitch. I'm gonna get it. Hold on, man. LunaticRadio.com, bitch. That is my word. That's the end. LunaticRadio.com, cocksucker.
LunaticRadio.com,
cocksucker. Yo, I'm out, baby.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Well done. Later. Professional.
Unbelievable drunk calls from LK and Jedi. Probably the best ones of last month.
Wow.
That was good stuff.
Pro player, as we like to say over here.
Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati.
That's awesome.
We got to get him on the show somehow.
Yeah.
Get him to call.
Yo, get Big Dick Daddy on speed dial.
Yeah. You know, how about, and he's like, would you ever listen to that show? He's like, probably a bunch of fags.
I don't know, they're a lunatic nothing.
Probably a bunch of fags from New York.
Get that goddamn shit away from me.
Some fag from New York.
I don't know nothing about no sideburns.
Wow.
All I got to say is your 80-year-old mom's coming to pick you up.
Yeah. I need to get a fresh pair of Depends on. Yeah. Can you wait a little bit?
Your 84-year-old mom is coming to pick you up because you're drunk. Like, what does that say? You know what that says?
You lose.
Yeah, you lose. You know, it there's says winning and there's losing. Yeah. That is clearly losing.
He's not getting pussy COD.
No. No.
Like, well, he might be.
Even if, all right, even if the girl, the mysterious girl that he's been chatting to on the phone comes over and he's like, listen, honey, we got to go. My mom's coming to pick me up. You're like, your mom, you're 50 years old.
When I'm Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati.
She coming to pick me up. Big Dick Daddy. Mrs. Big Dick Daddy is coming up.
Mrs. Dick.
Yeah.
Mrs. Big Dick Daddy. The creator of Big Dick Daddy.
God.
Come pick me up.
Unbelievable.
In a Studebaker.
He's Big Dick. Is she Puffy Vag?
Puffy Vagina from somewhere.
Toledo.
From Sheboygan.
Big fucking...
Dude, why does that make me laugh all the time?
What?
Sheboygan.
I don't know.
Like,
how do you not say Sheboygan and laugh?
Yeah.
Sheboygan. Yeah. Try it, Karen. Come on.
Sheboygan.
Ding, ding.
Lawlers.
LOL. Soprano, suck last night or not?
Yes.
Final.
It was not all that I thought it would be.
Season finale. More episodes next January.
Yeah. There were, like, potential for shit to go down, like Chris.
Yeah, nothing went down.
You know, nothing. It just kind of like,
you know what it is? Tune in January. That's what it is.
Yeah, they better have, like, a storyline, thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, so that's it for the LunaticRadio.com show. We got to do, what do we got?
Well, that was a great Sopranos recap.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
You like
that's
it?
That's how
no.
much we don't care.
Do you like it? Care. No. It doesn't even deserve a recap.
Dude, that was my show, and they fucking blew it up
but
on
that me. Chick is hot still. The real estate chick, she was on ER.
Juliana Margulies.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on NYPD Blue?
Mm. Oh, I don't know. One of those shows. One of those sitcoms I never watched.
Yeah.
No, she was on NYPD Blue. I get those people mixed up.
Hmm.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
She's my hottie of the week. I'm going to take her.
Hottie.
Let's get out of here.
It's time for the LunaticRadio.com. Hotties.
I like pot.
I like pot.
Hotties of the week.
That's terribly sexy.
Yes. All right, everybody. Hottie of the week time. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment, deem her a hottie of the week. Funny segment, do it every week. But we're going to do it again this week and every week. If you're a listener and want to chime in on hottie of the week picks, email us to the show at lunaticradio.com with your name and a pick, name and a chicken, or reason why we'll read them on the air. And let's kick it off. Ronnie Beans, who's your hottie of the week?
I saw her in the breakup. Very, very hot. And a nude scene, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Gorgeous.
Bravo. already got my pick. What's your pick?
Chick from Sopranos.
Chick from Sopranos, Julianna Margulies, is going with Rocket. Rocket's pick. I am going to go with, I don't know her name, her actual name, but I know her character in the show. It's from Big Love. I'm going from Margene. I believe it's Margene.
Is she the brunette?
Yeah, she's a young brunette.
Yes, very nice.
Love her. I'm going Margene. I like that show Big Love, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I like it.
I missed the final last
one. Yeah.
Jedi going with Christina Aguilera.
Pam going with Pam.
Kyle's going with Sunset Thomas.
Yes, Sunset Thomas.
John from the RadarCast going with Pam and KD. Killdaughter going with Lymphal. Must be someone Asian. MacMan going with Tracy. Tracy Lords. Spamalot. That's Pam. She's going with Jenny. MacMan going with Tracy again. All right. A lot of Tracy. All
right.
Killdaughter's going with her ass. I second that notion.
Right.
Nice ass.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Sunset Thomas for coming on the program. Sunsetslife.com. It's the website. Go check out Sunset Thomas. She's hot. I want to thank John Reed, man. JohnReed.com. He's on the show Rodney on ABC. He's the Hemi guy. We love the Hemi guy. Pretty good guy, dude. Funny dude.
Check out the clip on his MySpace page. Get there from us, myspace.com/lunaticradio.
He'll be premiering, appearing at the Funny Bone in Shreveport, Louisiana all this week from the 7th through the 16th of this month, everybody. So go check him out. I want to thank Josh Gogan, myspace.com/Josh Gogan. Funny comedian out of North Carolina. He's a buddy of ours. Always delivers. Thank you, Josh Gogan. Next week on the program, everybody, we're going to have the return of comedian Bill Burr. Bill Burr. The MySpace.
If you can, just trying to help with iTunes, because iTunes equals more people. Subscribe to the show via iTunes. There's a bazillion ways you can get it on iTunes through the site, on the board. Help out. iTunes is always best. Get on the board and all that. And because he did so well, MySpace.com/LKNJedi. Go drop him lines. Say, I want your book on how to do a drunk call.
In 2 weeks, think MTV and think Malibu. All right, I'll leave it with that. All right, I'll talk to you later. Until next week, everybody, have fun. Pam, you're hot. LKNJedi, you rock. Good fucking drunk calls this week. Hobbs, have fun with Nonpoint tomorrow.
Heat fans, stay comfortable.
Lupus, I hope you cure that disease. Killdaughter, take care of that ass.
Mad Beat, keep the beats rolling.
Heat fan, I hope you get out of captivity.
Oh, shit.
Mad Beat Chemist. Props to Mad Beat Chemist.
It's
the Mad Beat Chemist show on tpsradio.net. And we'll see y'all next week, all right? Later. Ronnie Beans, you want to say goodbye?
Say something for the kids.
Say something funny, Ron.
Say something. Wizzle wazzle.
Hey! All right, we're out of here.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.